As protocol, 6 McCreary and 10 Wine and Dine, 4, 6 and 10. Race 8 Scratch, 4 in a Wink, 6 Frilled Seeking, 10 Extensible and 11 Zelda, 4, 6, 10 and 11. And Race 9 Scratch, 1 Happy Galaxy, 5 Ocean Grand, 8 I Can Rock, 9 No Bad Blood, 13 Cheeky Babe, 14 Rose of Man, 15 Texan Lad and 16 Astro Mist. That's 1, 5, 8, 9, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Now Newcastle. There's 36 final scratchings and numbers only. Race 1, take out 1 and 4. 1 and 4. Race 2, scratch 1, 5, 7, 8. 1, 5, 7 and 8. Third race, take out 2, 3 and 8. 2, 3 and 8. Race 4, scratch 2, 3, 7, 9 and 12. That's 2, 3, 7, 9 and 12. Race 5, scratch 3, 5, 9, 10 and 11. 3, 5, 9, 10 and 11. Race 6, take out 2, 3 and 11. 2, 3 and 11. Race 7, scratch 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 12, 13 and 14. That's 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 12, 13 and 14. Race 8, scratch 3 and 4. 3, 4 and 5 in that race. 3, 4 and 5. And race 9, take out 5, 7, 9, 5, 7 and 9. 9 scratchings in total on a heavy 8 for Maruya. In race 1, take out 2, 8 and 9. 2, 8 and 9. Race 2, scratch number 10. Race 2, number 10. Fourth race, scratch 2, 4 and 12. 2, 4 and 12. And race 5, scratch 6 and 15. 6 and 15. Flemington, it's a soft 7 now. There's 10 finals. Go to race 3 and scratch 5, Nesbow and 8, Savannah Moon. 5 and 8. Race 4, scratch 10, Cha-Chang and 12, Mystical Star. 10 and 12. Race 5, scratch 8, Kivan. Race 5, number 8. Race 6, take out 4, Crafty Cruiser, 8, Refectory, and 11, Trinidadian, 4, 8, and 11. Go to race 8 and scratch 10, Crystal Dreamer, race 8, number 10. And race 9, take out number 2, Vibrant Rouge, race 9, number 2. Doomben, it's a good 4, and there are 22 finals. So I'll give you numbers only. Race 3, go to race 3 and take out 8 and 13. 8 and 13. Race 4, scratch 7, 11, 12, 16, 19 and 20. That's 7, 11, 12, 16, 19 and 20. Race 5, scratch 1, 2, 8, 12, 17 and 19. 1, 2, 8, 12, 17 and 19. Race 6, scratch 9, race 6, number 9. Race 7, scratch 1, Beckham and 7, Storm Fighter, 1 and 7. And race 8, scratch 8, 10, 15, 17, 18. 8, 10, 15, 17 and 18. And just taking a look at Morfettville and the scratchings for Morfettville. I'll get through to you shortly. This screen just still slowly updating for me. Right, now we can find out what the stewards have seen with Mark Van Gestel, who joins us. And Mark, good morning. Good morning to you, Mark. Okay. Yeah, you're there. G'day, Mark. Nope. We'll still track down Mark. Okay. Still no finals for Morfettville. Let's take a break.
Dynamic Syndications and Gaywater House offer an attractive filly with a sensational pedigree. Buy Rip Van Winkle, champion three-year-old of Europe from Vayala, a winning half-sister to It's a Done Deal. The champion three-year-old and horse of the year with 10 wins, 6 at Group 1 level. Our filly second dam Star Eel was Broodmare of the Year and third dam Starring was champion three-year-old. Join our Dynamic Gaywater House team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
A huge jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $25,000 Big Six jackpot up for grabs at Royal Randwick. First leg is race 4 at 1:15. Plus, tonight, there's a $10,000 first four jackpot up for grabs at Tabcorp Park Menangle on the Adore Me Stakes. Race 6 at 8:22. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And the rough and racing.
Okay, now I think we can get Mark Van Gestel online. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Good to have you on board. Now, what can you lead our listeners into this afternoon for the meeting at Randwick?
Yeah, there's a few to mention there, Simon. Out of the first race, Ocean City, first up at Rosehill on the 18th of June. Just the race steadied mid-race. The horse was inclined to over-race and had to be checked off heels making the first turn. And again, leading the 700 metres, had to be checked. Race then sort of developed into a sprint home, and it was only beaten five lengths when finishing fifth to Fox Play, but certainly had some excuses first up. Take you to race two and Badajoz at Wyong on the 30th of June. Stewart spoke to the apprentice rider there in respect to his ride, particularly making the home turn. In the early stages of the race, it was slow away, but then raced quite keenly and had to be steadied off heels, but making the home turn improved up the inside of another runner and then was quite badly held up until near the 100 metres, and it found the line very strongly once into clear running, and it was only beaten a short margin by the winner there, Iso Rich, and it certainly should have won that event. In the same race, Most Exalted at Canterbury on the 22nd of June, a horse missed the start and got a long way back in the run, making the home turn. It was then held up and then checked soon after straightening when a weakening runner stopped in advance, and it also found the line quite strongly, Simon. Hard to make up ground on that day with a 6 metre rail beaten just on two lengths by More Than Fabulous. Take it into race five and Grand Punto at Rosehill on the 18th of June, beaten 4.5 lengths when finishing 11th to Avanarco. But on that occasion, the horse was left without cover in the early stages, excuse me, and then took charge of its rider, went to the front and weakened quite badly as a consequence of going too keen. A senior rider goes on today and probably pay to forget its last start. And then finally, if I could take you over to race seven, Magical Stance at Rosehill on the 18th of June. Spoke to the rider there in respect to the horse leading. He indicated his instructions were to obtain cover, but just had to make some use of Magical Stance to go forward. And the trainer indicated to the stewards, Ron Quinton, that the horse was unsuited by racing in the lead, and he'd be much better suited by racing with a bit of cover.
Okay, so that was in the shootout mile there, Magical Stance. Thanks very much for your time, Mark, and good luck with the meeting today.
Good, thanks, Simon.
Now, 7 minutes past eight, and Mike Fraser is back with us. G'day, Mike.
I'm back again, pal. Yes, ready to rock and roll. Where's Raymond?
Ray's about to join us. Ray, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, everyone. And isn't it good to wake up to a beautiful sunny day at last in Sydney? And a pleasant surprise, boys, to listen earlier to Nevesh say the track's a heavy 9, but I thought it'd be a heavy 10 for sure, given the rain we've had. But we've known all week, haven't we, Mike, that it'll be a heavy track, and hope we can find a few winners this afternoon.
Exactly.
Right, let's get stuck into the preview. Trent Langscale from tab.com.au is with us now. Hi, Trent.
Good morning to you, Simon.
Okay, let's take a look at it. The first race, Trent, is the Tab Rewards Handicap. And just taking a look at the scratching, Guard of Honour has come out for Chris Lees.
And for the opening race on the card at Randwick today, we have Morton's Fork, Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $2. Thronum, 6. Miss Armagarden, 12. Golden Organic, 6. Ocean City, 18. Who Said It's Easy, 8.50. Dynamic Bid, 71. And Foxy Housewife, 7. Deduction this morning of 29 cents, the win of Guard of Honour. So basically a brand new market with the scratching there of what was the equal favourite with Morton's Fork. Morton's Fork was $2.80, pretty solid that price, no real change since we opened on Wednesday. The main support, Simon, at a price was for Golden Organic, opened 21, got into $8.50, and with the scratching this morning, now a $6 chance.
Yeah, with the scratching of number two here, the speed in the races have been altered a little bit. We've got Foxy Housewife going forward with Miss Armagarden from a nice draw. I think those two will come across. And the other one out there is Thronan, drawn a little bit wider with Tommy Berry on board. It can also press on. I think Morton's Fork, it'll posse up just behind those three. So, look, it's only a smallish field, and with the designated leader out, I think the pace will just be true.
It looks like Morton's Fork will get the right run, won't he, Mike? Just tucked in behind that speed. He was good first up behind a really smart type in Russian Revolution. He'd only had the one official trial going into that Randwick run, and Russian Revolution with the race fitness was just too good, but it was a solid comeback effort. He won second up last prep at Canterbury on a soft 7, so you're banking on him getting through these heavy track conditions today, and just the improvement factor from that that first up run. He does look the horse to beat here, and as Mike suggested, he's going to get the right run, number one, Morton's Fork. I thought the danger was five, Golden Organic. Gee, I loved his run on debut, Mike, at Canterbury. Tango Rain's a smart type and scored a good win on that occasion on a soft seven, but Golden Organic was the grey, finishing fast out wide to run second. Trained by Anthony Cummings, he's from the same family as the likes of Outback Prince and Hotel Grand, who Anthony's had a lot of success with in the past. He looks a really likely type, Golden Organic, and the Randwick 1200 will certainly suit him. Number four, Miss Armajardin. Look, she had a victory over Morton's Fork over the 1000 at Randwick back in October. She's been beaten in three runs this prep, including a... Look, I thought it was a disappointing effort at Kempsey last, out under a big weight, but she's a handy filly. She's got that race fitness edge, and if she finds her best form, she'll be hard to beat here. And number six, Ocean City. Mike, I think they might be a bit more aggressive on him early today from that slightly awkward barrier. He was disappointing, I thought, first up at Rose Hill when ridden back in the field, but he's got ability, this horse, so watch for him to be ridden a little bit more positively early. And with Andrew Adkins' claim, he'll run a race. But I think the favourite, number one, Morton's Fork, the horse, is the horse to beat in the first. 1, 5, 4, and 6, Mike?
Yeah, I got the same, Cornella. I'm 1, 5, 9, and 3. He sort of picks himself, doesn't he, with the other scratching of the other favourite there. He was terrific first up at Ramick on that wet track. Yeah, at his only other preparation, he improved nicely between his first and second runs to win impressively a Saturday race at Canterbury. Just needs luck in running and things to go his way. It'll be hard to beat. He is a promising horse, is Golden Organic. There's no doubt about that. It was a real eye catcher first up at Canterbury on the slow there. He didn't know where he was or what he was doing, but he really did knuckle down strongly in the latter stages there. Ran a really good closing last 200. And as Ray said, the bigger track here at Randwick, extra journey. He's going to acquit himself really well in this race. For third, I've thrown in number three, Thronum here. Narrow but OK debut win at Kembla Grange. It wasn't much of a margin there, but certainly did knuckle down strong when put under pressure. And for fourth, I'll throw in, what have I got there? Number nine down the bottom, Foxy Housewife. Another one that's, look, it's poked along okay. Sorry, I've just lost the screen here. Here we go. It's back up now. One at Kembla first up on the slow track, sat up on the speed. And, you know, as I say, got the job done in impressive fashion. At its only other run last preparation, it was off pace in a 1,000-metre race and ran on quite strongly. So has shown ability in both runs. I'm 1, 5, 3, and 9.
And our race caller, Darren Flindell, in the first is with 1, Morton's Fork, from 5, Golden Organic, 3, Thronum, and 4, Miss Armajardin, 1, 5, 3, 4. Race 2, Trent, is for the 3-year-olds, the Schweppes Handicap, 1,100 the trip, the scratching, number 1, King's Troop.
Type battle for favouritism here, Simon. We have LMNOP 3, Noble Joey, Tabfix Dodds favourite, $2.90, Butter Hoz 3, What Could Be 9.50, Italian Sun 18, and Professor Marks 13. Deduction this morning at 12 cents the win and 15 cents the place for King's Troop, even with the, well, what was then 7 runners, so only for the placings for first and second. With the money here, Noble Joey's been well back throughout the week, opened $6, was in the $3.40, and now this morning with King's Troop coming out is the $2.90 favourite. LMNOP was slightly easy, $3.50 to $3.60, and is now $3. And that's also the same for Barter Hoz, who was $2.80 out to $3.60, and now $3. So of the three that are still really given a good chance, certainly more support for Noble Joey compared to LMNOP and Barter Hoz.
Yeah, good little race this. Only small field, but as the market suggests, there's some really good chances. I think Noble Joey will hold its spot from a good draw. Italian Sun will come across and maybe Posse up outside it. LMNOP also nicely drawn. Can drop straight into the box seat, maybe covering something like Professor Marks. And Batter Hoz, I would suggest it's probably going to, get back into the second half of this small field, but it won't be too far away.
Intriguing race, isn't it? We've got LMNOP, who's gone from a maiden win at Hawkesbury to a midweek at Canterbury, then taking on older horses in Saturday class and winning again in a benchmark 85, three straight wins in as many starts as prep. They don't do that very often. Back to a benchmark 74 against his own age today. To be fair, he goes up in weight to the 60 and a half, and just talking to John Hawkes about this horse, Mike, I asked him why he didn't want to claim. He just felt the horse wasn't a kid's horse yet, and he was better off having a senior jockey like Christian Reith, who rode the horse so well at Rose Hill last start when he beat Paint, and he's just the winner, this horse, LMNOP, and with a small field, he'll lob into that right spot again, and he's out of a commands mare, so they generally handle the breed, and he's already won twice on soft track, so I'm banking on number two, LMNOP, handling this heavy track conditions with race fitness on his side, lumping the 60.5 and making it four straight. The danger, definitely number four, Barter Hoz, should have won at Wyong last start, as Mark Van Gestel told you earlier, boys. It was desperately unlucky. Terrific run, only second up from a spell. He'll be further improved. He's by commands, so look, bank on him handling these wet track conditions. Number three, Noble Joey. Good tough win last start at Ramacombe 2 weeks ago when, as Mike suggested, it led and dominated. Could easily do the same again when owner Costin's claim just takes a kilo and a half off. He's a horse in form, and the more racing he gets this horse, the better he goes, because he was doing a lot wrong in his races, but his manners are improving all the time, and he was really good at Randwick last start. And number seven, Professor Marks. When Rod Northam brings his horses to town, they're invariably competitive, and that was some win last start on a really heavy track at Dubbo by Professor Marks. He's fit in form and has no weight after Andrew Adkins' claim. LMNOP, Mike, he's got to lump that big weight, but this horse is a winner. I've got him on top two, four, three and seven in the second.
Yeah, what a great little race. As I just said, the market suggests it's going to be competitive. And I'm going to lean towards Batter Hoz from the Godolphin Yard. It's had the two runs now. His first up run at Randwick was good. His condition gave out a little bit. He was a little bit erratic in the latter part of that race there. As you just said, Ray, his Wyong run, he probably should have won that comfortably. He was a little bit strung up when he got clear. He really did, you know, flash home to the line. Mm-hmm. A bigger track here, back to Randwick, with Brenton back on board. He's just got to present at the right time. And I think he's going to be, you know, right in the mix. I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think any of them are, because, you know, they've all got good chances. But he's certainly going to race well. To beat Noble Joey, number three, good winner last start when he stepped up to the 1,200, which I think probably does test him 1,200. Certainly going to be a little bit beneficial here. Winona goes back on board, goes back to 1,100. Wet track credentials, no issue at all. And if the on-paces are suited earlier, in the early races at Randwick, he's going to take plenty of running down. Four to beat three, two LMNOP, for all the reasons you said there. Three starts this prep for three wins at three different tracks. The last two at today's distance of 1,100, they were both on rain-affected going. He did have two heavy track runs last preparation without winning, but the second of those at Canterbury, the performance was good enough to suggest that he's going to get through these conditions today. And for fourth, the other one that you like there, Professor Marks, as you said, Rod Northam doesn't bring his horses to town without them having a chance. And that Dubbo win was on an extremely heavy track and got through the ground quite nicely. 4, 3, 2 and 7. I'm not bullish about the race, obviously, but really looking forward to see how it unfolds.
And Darren Flimbell likes two LMNOP from three Noble Joey, seven Professor Marks and four Butterhoss. 2, 3, 7, 4 from Darren. Trent, the third, the Mick Crusher Kerr Memorial. It's over 2,000 metres. The second of the three-year-olds. Scratching's a one El Novio and eight Circle Game.
From the top, Simon, we have Storm System 15, Fat Chap 11, Most Exalted 3, More Than Fabulous, Tabfix Dodd's favourite $2.70, Bonequis 4.50, Firebird Flyer 7, and Looking at You 23. Deduction yesterday afternoon at 3 cents, the win for Circle Game. Even though More Than Fabulous is the $2.70 favourite, and you've got Most Exalted at $3, the groundswell of support has been for Bonequis, who opened $8 on Wednesday and has been really well supported into $4.50.
Yeah, this speed map's a little bit strange. This one, I've got a Fat Chap rolling to the front and pretty much leading unopposed. And the one you just mentioned there, Bonequis, from a good draw, and Hugh, you'll know what he's doing. He could easily slip in a second. Then I had pretty much a line of five behind them. I wasn't really sure who was going to fall into third or fourth spot. In this small field, they'll probably find their posies pretty early, and I suppose the jocks will be a bit guided after the first couple of races as to how the track's playing. But Fat Chap leads unopposed, and I've got Bonequis sitting right in behind it.
Another tough little competitive race, Mike, here, but Number 5, More Than Fabulous. He only won one race in his first 22 starts, but he scored last start at Canterbury, and there were really good signs that day. He was fourth up at the 1900. He really attacked the line and put a margin on Most Exalted. He looks to have turned the corner now. He's each of his runs this prep, he's steadily improved. And as I said, just the way he motored to the line at Canterbury at the end of 1900 was a really good sign. I think he's seasoned now. He's tougher. He goes to the 2000. There's no issue there. He's race fit. And importantly, Mike, he ticks that heavy track box. He's had the 3 starts on heavy for 3 placings. This horse revels in these conditions. He's by More Than Ready. Generally, most of the breed handle him. This horse certainly does. And I just think he's turned the corner, number 5, More Than Fabulous. He's the horse to beat. With Andrew Adkins' claim, I just think he gets every chance to go back-to-back, number 5, More Than Fabulous. 4 Most Exalted, very consistent. He finally broke through when his maiden at Canterbury 2 runs back, beating Firebird Flyer convincingly. That piece subsequently came out and won. But More Than Fabulous was just too good for him last start at Canterbury. But his racing well has to be hard to beat. Number 7, Firebird Flyer. Look, she had a string of second placings, but did a good job to beat a nice horse in Kingsguard last start. So, look, she's now broken through and could easily go on with it, but hasn't been exposed to a heavy track previously, Mike. And number 3, Fat Chap. Good tough win at Kembla on the Monday. Backing up here, that was on a good track. Has been placed on a soft, rock-hard fit, that Tullock Lodge Bone and Muscle, but again, slight query on these heavy track conditions. 5 More Than Fabulous. You know he's a wet tracker. You know he's very fit, and he's weighed the win. 5, 4, 7, and 3 in the third.
Yeah, once again, we've got a market with a few chances here. I'm going to lean towards Most Exalted. Glenn Schofield on board for James Cummings. We had James on radio earlier. He said the horse has done really well. I think getting to a track like Randwick is going to suit it, although it did win at Canterbury 2 starts back, overcame difficulties. And I thought last start, it just gave a little bit too much start. Mm-hmm. Start away to More Than Fabulous. More Than Fabulous sort of made his move early, got into a really good spot, had a rest, and was off and gone coming to the turn, whereas this horse was sort of strung up and had to sort of get into the clear. The winner was good, but I thought this horse's run was just as good. I think getting back to Ramick over 2,000, I think it should hold it in good stead. I've got it on top of the 6 Bon Equus. Joe Pride's lightly raced a gelding. Only had the 3 starts, progressed nicely in all. Things didn't fall into place perfectly at Wyong in that race where it was a sit and sprint. Joe said that he thought Tim Clark rode him a little too cute. And when the pressure came on, he sort of couldn't keep up and really got warm late and just missed. So 2,000 at Randwick as opposed to a sit and sprint over a mile at Wyong seems to be a lot better situation for him today. 4 to beat 6, 5 More Than Fabulous. Undoubtedly, if they were giving the trophy for the best wet tracker in the race, she would be on the dais for sure and certain. Doesn't win often, but once gets conditions to suit, there's no doubting that that this gelding does excel, as was evident at Canterbury last start after a beautiful ride by Blake Shin. It's got the claim here. Not an easy horse to ride, but with only 55.5 and wet tracks to wet conditions to suit, it's bound to race well. And for 4th, the other one I'll throw in is Storm System. Look, if you could forget its last start failure and go on its 2 previous runs, where it won an 1800 provincial race and then raced well here at Randwick over 2000, it certainly would be in the mix for the minor end of things, especially as it does seem to like the ground. A good little race again, 4, 6, 5, 2.
And Darren Flindell is with 4 Most Exalted from 5 More Than Fabulous, 3 Fad Chap and 6 Bon Equus, 4, 5, 3, 6. We'll take a break at 8:23 and then take a look at the TAB Highway Handicap.
A huge jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $25,000 Big Six jackpot up for grabs at Royal Randwick. First leg is race 4 at 1:15. Plus, tonight, there's a $10,000 first 4 jackpot up for grabs at Tabcorp Park Menangle on the Adore Me Stakes, race 6 at 8:22. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local TAB, tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications and outstanding young trainer James Cummings have available a fabulous filly by hot young sire Sebring. He has over 220 winners, 48 stakes horses, including Dissident and Criterion. From Viceroy, a successful broodmare with an excellent pedigree comprising 250 stakes horses. For only $5,950 a share, join our Dynamic James Cummings team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 3360808.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And the Rough and Racing.
And welcome back to the preview for Randwick. Well, you heard the ad there for the TAB jackpot. That's right, a $25,000 Big Six jackpot on the fourth, which is the TAB Highway Handicap, Trent. 1,400 the trip here, and the scratching is Seven Snips Parade.
This will be the first leg of the Big Six there, Simon, and we have Attainment, TAPFIX Dodd's favourite, $2.80. Tip to Tantivy, 8. Supreme Lad, 8 as well. Ballycastle Pegasus, also 8. Percival, 51. Grand Rouge, 6. She's Invincible, 5. Thunder Road, 31. Masking, 15. And Why Me Lord, 51. Deduction here, 17 cents the win for Snips Parade. That was yesterday, and Snips Parade was well back, Simon, so just at least the punters get the money back there for that scratching. Attainment opened $3.50. There wasn't any real movement with Snips Parade in the field and has since been 290 into 280 and are in about three quarters of the support is for the favourite. Aside from that, there hasn't been a great degree of movement.
Yeah, well, this is one of those highway races where there's not a great deal of pressure up front. It's a bit of a smallish field, which goes against the grain normally. But I think Ballycastle Pegasus from Barrier 1 has got the gate speed to hold the rest of them out. She's Invincible, can get into a beautiful spot there, quite possibly drop into the box seat. And the favourite Attainment with the wideish draw has also got plenty of natural speed, and I see it cruising across into the first two or three, especially with the scratching of number seven. There's definitely a good spot for it, and then the rest of them like to find their feet. So, Ray, I've only really got three go-forward horses there, so I don't think they're going to apply too much pressure to each other.
Yeah, just a quick one, boys. Ty England, Mark Van Gessel's just let me know, not riding today. Ty England's not riding today. Only replacement rider so far, Kieran McAvoy goes on to 4 carat in race 6. So just repeating, Ty England not riding today. Agree, Mark. Look, Mike, with Attainment, it was a bit slow away at Rosehill, 2 runs back. That's why it got so far back in the King's Officer race, but ran a terrific race to run second on that occasion. But last start at Canberra, as you suggested, Mike, got into his usual pattern, actually got to the front, and it was a dominant win. A really heavy track that day, and put a margin of almost 7 lengths between himself and a nice horse in half, Penny Gate. Look, he's an absolute mudlark Attainment, and that's the key today. Another one by commands. The breed just revel in these track conditions. Look, prior to that win, he'd only won one of his first 19. It's a bit like the More Than Fabulous stats, but just that win last start was so dominant. Looks to have turned the corner and came off that really good second in the TAB Highway at Rosehill when things didn't go right for him at the start. This horse has come back in great order, Attainment, and he's the one to beat, I think, number one, Attainment. From 6 Grand Rouge, I'm giving this horse another chance. Good. Nothing went right for it at Rose at Randwick last start in the highway won by Rock on Zariz. He was a horse making good ground late Grand Rouge. Terry Robinson's horses invariably are very competitive in these TAB highways, and give Grand Rouge another chance. It should have finished a lot closer than it did at Randwick last start. Has won on heavy tracks too, which is an important consideration here. Number 2, Tip to Tantivy. What a win that was in the Kembla Maiden last. Only her third run by Zariz, a very lightly raced rising 6-year-old mare. She must have had some problems, Mike, but that was some sort of maiden win. Very difficult to go from a maiden straight into a class 2, but the manner of its performance at Kembla suggests this is a mare who can keep improving. I'm not ruling her out as a winning chance here. And number 8, She's Invincible, who would been one of Ty England's rides today. I think this mare can improve on her last that effort in the King's Officer TAB Highway at Rosehill on June 18. She hasn't been too far away in recent starts and handles soft track conditions, slight query on the heavy, but I think she's an each-way chance. Pretty keen on the toppy here, Mike, number 1 Attainment. He loves these heavy track conditions. 1-6, 2-8 in the fourth.
Yeah, if you could be guaranteed he'd repeat that last start win, you'd be all over him, but I'm just not quite so sure. But look, not bullish about the race. I've gone with Ballycastle Pegasus here. This slightly raced horse has only had the 3 runs as preparation. The two most recent have been Up on the Speed, and I thought the horse performed well, especially last start at Wagga on that really heavy track. He stayed up on the speed and close to the inside in the worst ground, battled on really well, was only beaten narrowly in a race where they ran good time. Should be noted he hadn't been at the track for 36 days, so should be fitted with that run under his belt. And I don't really see the 1400 as being an issue. No weight in its back with the claim. Barrier one, if it controls the tempo of the race up front, it may take a bit of running down. I've got it on top of Grand Rouge number six, pretty much for all the reasons you said there. Was a good winner at Nowra first up. Stubbed his toe at Rose Hill second up there, but we just forget that run. And then even its last start, when it came back to 1200 at Rose Hill behind Rock on the Riz, things didn't go to plan, was in the worst part of the track, but still battled well. Back out to 1400 from a class 3 to a class 2, ticks a few boxes to suggest it's going to race well. I'll throw Attainment in for third. As I said, coming off a 6.5 length win at Canberra, it just whether he's got anything left. If he can repeat the run, he's definitely going to be really hard to stitch, but I have a tendency to shy away from horses that win by big margins. It just spooks me a little. 4-6-1, and for fourth down the bottom, number 11, Why Me Lord. Hasn't had much luck in two of its three runs, this preparation. It runs the trip, gets through the ground quite well, and has also got the claim to give it another little nod there. Good little race once again, but I'm 4-6-1 and 11.
And Darren Flindell in the fourth is with one Attainment from two Tip to Tantivy. Four for third there, Ballycastle Pegasus, and nine Thunder Road, 1, 2, 4, and 9. Trent the fifth for My Boy Charlie at Vinery, it's over 1200, and the scratchings are 5 Agent and 7 Dragon Flyer.
Our market here, Simon, we have Powerline Tap Fixed Odds favourite, $4, Paint 6, Shadow Lord 8.50, Ron Punto also 8.50, Alart 13, Burning Passion 5, Cosmopol 6.50, Good Luck Ray, Slidini 11, and Grass Cutter 16. Deduction this morning, 5 cents the win for Dragon Flyer. There have been a few that have firmed in this race. Powerline opened 4.60 and is now the $4 favourite. Also money for Paint, 8 into 6. At a longer price, Grand Punto's been 15 into 8.50, and down the bottom, Grasscutter opened 51 and is now 16. The original favourite, Burning Passion, has been unwanted in the betting, 3.50 out to 5.
Yeah, well, speed in the race here. We've got, I think Joe Pride said earlier on radio that he's going to tell the stewards that this horse is going to be ridden a little bit more forward. He's got natural speed anyway. He gets through the ground in barrier one. He'll probably finish up taking up the running. Grasscutter, another very, very good wet tracker, should hold its spot. Power line, the top, he won't be too far away. And Burning Passion now, Kieran McAvoy, he's got a little bit of thinking to do there. He's awkwardly drawn, can go forward, but I would suggest that by race five, the pattern of the day will be well established. So I guess that gives him a few options.
Yeah, just on the replacement rider, boys, race 9 in Costanati. Now Hugh Bowman replacing Ty Anglin, who's indisposed. Hugh Bowman goes on to in Costanati in race 9. Mike, I agree with everything you say, though, particularly in relation to Paint. Again, Rose Hill last started. It had to come from well back when it did jump awkwardly. Normally, as you suggested, Mike, it's an up-on pacer, and Joe Pride does want to take advantage of that inside gate today. And he ticks the two most important boxes that we mentioned earlier going into this meeting, Mike, and that is race fitness and ability to handle heavy tracks. And Paint ticks both of those boxes. This has been his best prep. I know he's been up since March, but he's racing in terrific hard, and he's had two wins this prep, four placings, comes off successive placings at Rose Hill behind Grand Punto, and then last start behind LMNOP when he got a long way back, as I said, after missing the kick, but still raced hard to the line, beaten narrowly in a three-way finish. He's just so genuine at the moment. I know he's got to carry that 60.5, but offsetting that is stability on a heavy track, and that he's definitely the horse to beat, number two, Paint. Give Cosmopol strength. Look, he was disappointing last start at Randwick, but there were excuses. He just never got into the race from the wide barrier. He was terrific first up when finishing second to Golden Shoes. A query on a heavy track, Mike, admittedly, his only previous start, though, was in a real bog at Warwick Farm. in June of last year. Wasn't in a weakish maiden. He worked home okay to run third that day, so he has performed on soft tracks, and back down the weights is the key, Cosmopol. He can improve here. One power line, very genuine, very honest. Slight query also, Mike, given these heavy nine track conditions, but he's a horse who's rock hard fit. Finished just in front of paint when second to LMNOP last start, and as I said, he's been up a while but racing particularly well. And three, Shadow Lord, he loves these winter tracks, doesn't he? His three runs this prep have been great, creeping up on the weights now, but again, a horse who handles these heavy track conditions, and they'll carry him a long way. Two, paint the horse to beat in the fifth. 2, 9, 1, and 3, Mike?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think he's the way to go, paint, pretty much for all the reasons you said there. He's ultra fit, gets through the ground. Having his first run at Randwick, but I posed that question to Joseph earlier, and he doesn't seem to think it's going to represent any problems. He said he's pretty much a no-nonsense galloper. And with him going forward from barrier one there and controlling the race, he's going to take plenty of running down. The danger, I thought, was number 8, Burning Passion, from James Cummings' yard. Nice improvement there, second up here at Randwick, set up on a pretty hot speed, was only nutted late, looked home for your life. At the 200, but was just found wanting over the last bit. Subsequently, he's had a nice barrier trial where it opened up over the last 150 metres to score impressively. Gets through the ground okay, just needs to get into the right spot, and I think it can be competitive. 4 for 3rd, Grand Punto. If you can forgive its last run there, Mark Van Gestel said that, you know, the horse over-raced, bolted with the boy. If you just got to go back one run to that win at Rose Hill on the heavy there where he stormed home from a long way back. A little bit closer with Huey on board. Wet track credentials are great. He'll acquit himself well. And the Toppy Power Line for 4th. He's very consistent, gets through the ground quite well. Actually drops a little bit in weight with the claim for Jennings here, and down marginally in grade also. So, look, he won't be far away. This race has got plenty that do handle the wet. My numbers are 2, 8, 4, and 1, but other horses, the one that the money's for, down the bottom there, Grass Cutter, he's probably the best wet tracker in the race, and not far behind him is Sly Deeney. So, good race this, but I'm 2, 8, 4, and 1.
And Darren Flindell in your corner, eh? He's got 9 Cosmopol on top,
yeah,
from
Darren.
2 Paints, 1 Power Line, and 4 Grand Punto, 9, 2, 1, 4. He's been fighting a few winners too lately, right?
So I hope his judgment's spot on today, so that'll be great.
Good luck to you, eh? Now, let's take a look at race 6 here, Trent. The ATC Heritage Society 60th anniversary handicap. 2,400 metres, it's the staying trip today. 6 Halfway to Heaven and 11 Princess Aria, the scratchings.
In the first leg of the quaddy, we have Sapphire Patch 26, Defrost My Heart, equal favourite with the tab at $3.60, 4 Carat 21, Zatopaz 6, El Novio, equal favourite, $3.60, Swift Lady 18, Lie Direct 11, Dowdston Charlie 7.50, and Major 8. The deductions this morning, 10 cents combined the win with Halfway to Heaven and Princess Aria. Looking at the equal favourites, Defrost My Heart and El Novio, the money's about 6-1 just for those two horses on El Novio compared to Defrost My Heart. So El Novio opened 4.60 in a 4.20, and then with those scratchings has been already 3.80 in the 3.60 this morning, while Defrost My Heart opened 3.80 and did not budge from that price. A couple down the bottom that have had admirers, Dowdston Charlie opened 12, is now 7.50, and Major opened 14, is now an $8 hope.
Speed in the race, well, Sapphire of Patch, fitter for 2 runs back from a good draw. It can hold its spot. There's a Topaz, another that likes to roll forward. Christian Reith goes back on board this horse. He knows it quite well. Defrost My Heart. Huey can just drop into the box seat here with a horse like Lie Direct that's drawn the outside. Another go-forward type that'll finish one out, one back. And the rest of them, they like to find their feet. So, Ray, I've only got 4 go-forward types. Look, it'll be truly run. They won't walk, but they certainly there'll be no warp speed here.
I like the mare Defrost My Heart here, Mike. Look, she was home for all money at Randwick a couple of weeks ago. Over the 2,600, she dashed to a B lead at the top of the straight, but not a gypsy, the lightweight. Beautifully ridden by Tim Clark, just ambushed her late. That was over 2,600, as I said, so she comes back to 2,400 metres today. No issue there at all, because these heavy track conditions will make sure it's a testing 2,400, and this mare now rock-hard fit after 4 runs since that let-up, and off that 2,600-metre run, given the fact that she enjoys heavy track conditions and has the genius of Hugh Bowman to ride. I think number two, DeFrost My Heart, is the one to beat. Number nine, Doubtston Charlie, probably the best wet tracker in this field. This horse just grows an extra leg when the conditions get too heavy. The concern I have, though, is his ability to run out a strong 2400, but he's down the weight. He's racing very genuinely this campaign and gets those heavy track conditions, which he absolutely loves. Number eight, Lie Direct, and a promising stay of this from the Steve Englebrecht stable. Well, he had two runs in a week there late last month, the successive seconds at Kembla and at Warwick Farm. This is a tougher race again, but this is a progressive stayer, and he's an up-on-speed type, and he'll be hard to run down. He's a tough horse, improving all the time. Number four, Zatapez is a Topaz. If he was on his best form, he would win this. I just don't know whether he's right at his top at the moment, Mike. He was third in that Stayers Cup two runs back, and then he looked a little flat last start in that 2,600-metre race and was beaten a long way behind Not a Gypsy and DeFrost My Heart. Back to 2,400 metres today. We know he handles the heavy, and he'll be up on speed. He is a tough horse, so if he finds his best form, he's certainly in the mix. But two, DeFrost My Heart, I think this could be her race. 2, 9, 8, and 4 in race six.
Yeah, let's hope so. I'm with her, DeFrost My Heart. You know, she's been well discussed about her chances today. She was back on track last start when she was only just nutted there at Ramwick in that 2,600 metres race over the same grade. Huey goes back on board. This mare's only won three races, and Huey's won on her twice. He knows her backwards, and there's nothing better than on a day with testing conditions over a middle distance. If you've got one of the top riders on, they make very few mistakes. They can conserve the horse's energy, and with that big weight, he's the man to get the job done. Two on top, four's the Topaz for second. Nothing wrong with its form. It's fitter now for five runs back. Last start was a bit of an anomaly. We started 2-1 favourite in that same race on the back of a good effort over in that 3,200 metre race. I'm just wondering whether that 2 mile race took a little bit out of this Abel Gelding. He over raced and was a little bit disappointing last start at Randwick. If he can bounce back to even his effort at Warwick Farm a couple of starts back, I see him being competitive for sure and certain. 2 to beat 4, 9 Doubtston Charlie, pretty much for everything that Ray just said there. Clearly the best wet tracker in the race. Look, he's 1 to 2,000, and he drops significantly in the weight here. He's got Tommy Berry on board, loves the ground, so if he gets the trip, watch out for him in the later stages of the race for sure and certain. And for fourth, number 10, another wet tracker, major. I discussed it with Brenton before earlier in the show. He's 6 up here, 2,400 at Randwick on a heavy track. That's his best figures throughout his career, so he's another that could improve here. Good race, 2, 4, 9, and 10.
And Darren Flindell is with 5 El Navio from 8 Line Direct, 9 Doubtstown Charlie, and 2 DeFrost My Heart, 5, 8, 9, and 2. Race 7, Trent, is the Shootout Mile, and the scratchings are 4 Ghost Protocol, 6 McCreary, and 10 Wine and Dine.
Competitive market here, Simon. We have a Black Jag at 21, Farolitos 4, Sabrina, Tapfix Dodd's favourite, $3.20, Himalaya Dream 8.50, Magical Stance 4.60, Zayam 13, Springbok Flyer also 13, and Bold Circle 7.50. A couple of deductions, they were both from yesterday, so earlier in the afternoon it was 5 cents for Wine and Dine, and then a little bit later on, 12 cents the win for McCreary. In regards to the favourite, Sabrina, before those scratchings, didn't have the greatest amount of support, was 350 out to 360, but is the favourite currently at $3.20. A little bit the same for Farolitos, was $4.60, hadn't received a great degree of support, currently a $4 chance. One that was spec to the price was Zayam, open 26, and is now a $13 hope, so that's the situation there for race 7.
Yeah, speed in the race. Well, look, with those three scratchings, it hasn't really altered the on-pace stuff here because they were back markers. I'm left with Himalaya Dream, Tommy Berry on board. He's a lovely front-running rider, Tommy, so he should roll to the front and take up the running. Sabrina, even though back in distance a little, Kieran's got a few options there. I think she'll still press forward and try to get into a handy spot. Then you've got horses like Black Jag, Magical Stance, and Zayam, another that can be in a forward spot. But, Ray, I've got Himalaya Dreams pretty much flying solo here.
Yeah, what do they do with Himalaya Dream here, Mike? Like, he's normally a leader and last start at Rose Hill, the change of tactics and ridden off the speed, and he showed his best form and burst through late to win. So do they employ those tactics again today? We'll wait and see. I wouldn't be surprised if they did and end up with Sabrina in front on her own, as she was at Rose Hill a couple of weeks ago, a couple of starts back on a really heavy track, and she put a margin between herself and Metallic Crown that day, and that was over 1,500 metres second up. We know she loves these heavy track conditions. Then went to 2,000 metres third up at Rose Hill on June 18, ran into a tough, in-form, very fit galloper in Foreign Prince, who was just too seasoned for it at the 2,000 metres. She tried hard, beaten three lengths into second spot. Fourth up today, coming back to 1,600. Again, I have no issue given these testing track conditions with a heavy nine. Look, she's very fit now, Sabrina, and I can see her up on speed, probably even leading Mike, and being very hard to run down, given the fact that she handles these wet track conditions so well. Three, Sabrina on top. 11, Bold Circle. Look, this horse, if there is to be an upset, he's capable of doing so. His first up run behind Avanarco and Gambler's Blues was a beauty. Then last start at Rose Hill last Saturday. Look, put a line through it. Nothing went right from an awkward barrier. He's a better horse than that. He goes well at Randwick. He handles soft track conditions. Slight query on a heavy, but he gets in with no weight here, Mike Bold Circle. If there is to be an upset, he could be the one to do it here. Third up, ready to go. Farolitos, number two, a Randwick Miles specialist, won over the course and trip here last start. That was his first run for 38 days, Mike, so 2 weeks into this race today, should be even fitter. He handles heavy track conditions. He's a good, very, very consistent galloper and will get the right run here. And seven, Magical Stance. Well, he was left in front by default in that Himalaya Dream race at Rose Hill last start when Himalaya Dream didn't lead as expected. Magical Stance needs to find cover so he settles. That's the key to him. So watch for Sam Clifton to try and get some cover early. Third up today, Magical Stance can jump out of the ground. Just forget he went round last start. Good race this. Mike, will be a battle of tactics here. Three, Sabrina on top for mine. 3, 11. 2 and 7.
Yeah, I like your fourth pick, Magical Stance. Fitter for two runs back. He got a long way back first up at Rose Hill. Ran on really strongly into a good third. He jumped straight to second up, 1,500. Was up on the speed. Stayed on the fence in the worst ground. Ronnie Quinton reported that, you know, he was totally unsuited by that set of circumstances. 3 weeks since that run, he's third up now. He's had two preparations where the horse has raced third up, and he's excelled in both of them. Never won on a wet track, but in eight starts has run a number of placings, and its only heavy track run was first up here at Rose Hill, and as I said, its sectionals were terrific and it got through the ground quite well. Third up, get the right run at a mile. I think it's ready to produce its best. To beat number two, Farolitos, pretty much all the reasons you said there. Randwick Mile specialist, Huey on board. Hadn't been to the track the other day when it won for 38 days, so bound to be a lot fitter, and really does excel in the ground. This breed, probably one of the best wet track breed going around. Yeah. So really looking forward to it racing well. Three, Sabrina, absolutely no knock. I think I made the point that when she won two starts back, she put a big margin on them and she was in the inferior ground. You had to be a lot wider, but she still absolutely tailed them. She started the short price favourite last start when she went out at the 2,000 there at Rose Hill. She may have been a little bit jaded from that, you know, excellent win two runs back. To get a bit more freshness in her legs, back to the mile here, I'm sure she's ready to reproduce her best. And fourth, number eight, Zayem, was battled on quite well first up in the worst ground. Is a horse that does progress a little bit second up. And, you know, one thing that it does like is the wet track. So 7, 2, 3 and 8.
And Darren Flindell in race 7 is with 7, Magical Stance, from 8, Zayam, 3, Sabrina, and 2, Farolitos, 7, 8, 3, 2. We'll take a break and then look at the last two races.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda Centre is family owned and operated with the best selection and the best prices on all new Mazdas, including the VT50. The VT50 range gives you more grunt, more torque and more comfort. Come and see the VT50 specialist at the Mazda Youth Centre Penrith with over 40 VT50s on display. Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD 18808.
Mum, it's that time again.
What time?
When there's so much to watch on television, there's a carnivale of coverage.
No, no, this is Australia. We say carnival.
Well, that's how I say it.
Can you say 4K TVs?
4K TVs.
If you buy one this month at Bing Lee, you'll get 10% Bing Lee bonus card.
On the spot.
With any Samsung 4K TV.
A Bing Lee bonus card worth 10% of the value of your purchase. That's a great deal.
There's a great deal more in store.
And a great deal to watch on telly.
Offer ends July 31. See bingley.com.au for terms and conditions.
Great racing analysis. Punters Postmortem. Monday mornings at 9.
And welcome back. We are in the middle of the form preview for Randwick. We're nearing the end of it now. We're down to race 8, Trent, the tab.com.au handicap. This one's for the fillies and mares over 1,400, and the scratchings are 4 in a wink, 6 frilled seeking, 10 extensible, and 11 Zelda.
Simon, our market has El Lou, Tab Fix Dodge favourite, $3.80. Rustic Melody, 11. Flamboyant Lass, 4.20. Tree of Jesse, 6. Harlem Lady, also 6. Monogram, 15. Lachia, 6.50. Tender, 13. And Chosen Prayer, 31. Deductions here all from this morning, so 14 cents when you combine Frill Seeking, Extensible, and Zelda. In regards to the best backed here, it is the favourite El Lou, who opened $5.50 on Wednesday and is now currently the $3.80 favourite. Flamboyant Lass has also had admirers, was as much as $6 and is now a $4.20 chance. A couple of other leading chances who have been a little bit easy in the market include Harlem Lady and Lachia.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, there looks to be very little here. I think Flamboyant Lass up to 1,400 from a wide draw will just cruise across and take up the running here. Especially with two of those scratchings coming out, they were on paces. I think Lycia won't have any problem holding its spot from barrier one, especially with no weight in its back. And the other one there, Rustic Melody, also nicely drawn, can get into the first two or three. They're the only real on paces I've got in the race. I've got a little bit of a bunch, maybe three lengths behind them, so I don't see much pressure in numbers here. So Flamboyant Lass, this easy pace, or easy enough pace, should help her in her quest to get the 1,400.
Yeah, one of the toughest races of the day, I thought, this one, Mike. You could almost make a case for each of these mares contesting it. I've gone back to number 9, Lycia. She's about the 6.50, which Trent just mentioned, and her two runs this prep have been super. She was the eye-catcher first up from that let-up at Canterbury when she just failed to catch Mad About You, and then she came off that effort and ran right up to it last start at Warwick Farm with a really impressive win over Sweet Kiss. That was in soft five-track conditions. She handles the heavy. She's won on heavy previously, but what I really liked about that Warwick Farm win, Mike, was the last 100 metres. She powered through the line, and she's come back in great order. And just the way this race steps up, Mike, as you suggested, Flamboyant Lass might get the easy lead. Lycia from gate one was lobbing to the right spot, and she'll get every chance to win this race. Andrew Adkins, 3 kilo claim. She ticks all the boxes for mine in a really competitive race, and I like the odds, number 9, Lycia, about the 6.50. I've got her on top. From Chris Waller's two mares, number 1, El Lou, and 7, Harlem Lady. They're both going great guns. They've been butting heads in recent starts. The two runs back there, Harlem Lady was a good second to Rustic Melody. El Lou was third. Last start, El Lou won at Randwick, and Harlem Lady was third. They're both racing particularly well. They both handle heavy tracks. You've got to include them. And number 3, Flamboyant Lass, for the reasons that Mike suggested earlier. This mare's two runs back from a spell now, goes up to 1,400, where she's a slight query, but she's going to get that soft lead, as Mike suggested, and she's tough. She was stakes placed over the Randwick 1,400 metres in the spring, and she handles heavy track conditions. She'll be very tough to run down. Really tough little competitive race, the mare's race. Mike, I've got 9, Lycia on top. 9, 7, 1 and 3.
Yeah, I agree totally. I think it's a perfect race for this filly. The breed loved the wet. Just look, I mean, her two runs, her two most recent runs, as Ray just said, have both been tip-top. And I think the fact that she's on the wet track, that's the key here. Now, you go back to her late two-year-old days, she was produced second up on a heavy track at Kembla. She was 20-1. She was given no peace up on the speed, and she got the job done. She went straight to a two-year-old open at Rose Hill, also on a heavy track, where she had a torrid run. She raced fantastic there, was beaten just on a length. So I think the key to her is she gets on a wet track, she seems to improve dramatically. So she's got a heavy 9 here today. She's fitter for those two solid runs. She's going to get the right run. She's got the claim. I think she's an excellent chance to beat El Lou, the toppy. Racing in great form, this horse. But I said earlier, probably should be three from three here. She won a first up at Randwick, was a little luckless second up at Randwick, and then acquitted herself well, winning again last start off an unsuitable tempo. So my only query with her is, she's probably going to go back from that draw, and we've just been saying how there's a lack of speed in the race, but Kobe Jennings, he's got a few decisions to make, but once again, I don't want to be repetitive, but by race 8, we'll know what the fate is with this track. 9 to beat 1, 3 Flamboyant Lass, Fly Solo in front. I don't think she runs a super strong 1400, but she certainly gets through the ground, and tempo-wise, she's really going to be assisted to help get the trip. Five for fourth, I'll get it right now, Tree of Jess. She's first up here. Excels in the wet. She's had the two trials. Probably would be happier if it was at 1200 and not 1400. But James Cummings, master trainer, and you know, I'm sure he's got her up to the mark for this. I quite like the 9. I think it's a perfect race for her to beat 1, 3, and 5.
And Darren Flindell, he's also at 9 Lycia, from 7 Harlem Lady, 5 Tree of Jesse, and 1 El Lou. Darren's numbers are 9, 7, 5, 1. And that brings us to the last, Trent. Race 9 for Highland Race Colours. This one over 1,000 metres. Scratchings are 1 Happy Galaxy, 5 Ocean Grand, 8 I Can Rock, 9 No Bad Blood, 13 Cheeky Babe, and then Emergencies 14 to 16.
In the final race of the day, Simon, we have Incostinati 550, Floral Inside 12, Ever So Natural at 550, Minnesota also 550, Ms. Wicked Wanda, 11. L.A. Chevelle, Tabfix Dodd's favourite, $4. Quell, $7.50. And Arise Augustus, $7. Now, plenty of deductions here. At different intervals yesterday, you had 3 cents the win, 3 cents the place for Happy Galaxy, 8 cents the win, 8 cents the place for Ocean Grand, and 4 cents the win, 5 cents the place for Rose of Man. And then this morning, 29 cents the win and 22 cents the place for No Bad Blood and Cheeky Babe, and the majority of that was through Cheeky Babe. So it's been a pretty brand new market for three different stages since we opened on Wednesday. But what I will say was that Incostinati has had support at different stages. Open $9.50, currently at $5.50. Also, L.A. Chevelle, from an opening price of $11, is now the favourite at $4. And at a bigger price, Ms. Wicked Wanda, open $35, now an $11 chance.
Yeah, there's more scratchings in this race than some of my LP records. It's been a shocker here. But the one point I will make, what have we got? 5, 8 scratchings. Most of them are off-pace runners. So we've got a 1,000-metre race with... We still should get a genuine speed here. We've got Quell from a wide alley going forward. My Wicked Wanda and Minnesota holding their spots from good draws. And also L.A. Chevelle, a noted wet tracker, also going forward. And Arise Augustus won't be too far away. So, look, as I said, there's quite a few scratchings, but they certainly haven't taken the heat out of the race.
I like the 10 L.A. Chevelle. She's into favouritism now, the scratching of Cheeky Bay. But, look, she's a very, very good mare. She loves the 1,000-metre trip. 4 of her 5 career wins have been at the 1,000. It's a bit of a specialist trip, isn't it, Mike? This mare excels at the 1,000. And more importantly, she absolutely revels in soft and heavy track conditions. A great winning strike rate, this mare. 5 wins from just 11 starts. And second up, she's unbeaten in 2 previous second up attempts. So today comes off a really nice effort behind 3 sheets at Randwick first up. I was talking to a trainer, Laurie Ray, during the week. And although L.A. Chevelle does love these rain-affected conditions, by the last race that day at Randwick, when 3 sheets won, the fence was definitely off, and L.A. Chevelle drew the inside that day. So her effort to finish 2 3/4 lengths from the winner was actually even better than it reads on paper, because she was in the wrong part of the track. Today, again, the last race, but from gate 5, they'll just give Jess Taylor some options, and I think second up, this mare is ready to fire, number 10, L.A. Chevelle. 12, Arise Augustus, always goes around at double-figure odds, and this horse is a marvel, isn't he? Mike, Terry Evans has done a super job. This is his 24th start in a campaign that stretches back 15 months. And if anything, the horse is going better now than he at any stage of his career. And he comes off a really tough win at Canterbury last start on the Holiday Monday meeting. Look, the heavy track conditions are a slight query, but a fit in-form horse gets in well with the claim, and the 1,000 metres are ideal. He'll be hard to catch, number 12, Arise Augustus. Cliff Bashford's bringing down Ever So Natural for today's race, and he's a horse who invariably goes well fresh. He hasn't had any heavy track form, but his bias is through the breed, generally handle the ground. And, look, he was terrific last prep and ran third in the country championship final. He's a class act, Ever So Natural. And number six, Minnesota. Going well, this horse. Glenda Markle has got him rock hard fit. A horse who also handles soft track conditions. Hasn't only had the one previous start on a heavy, so hard to line her up here. But the fact she's race fit and in terrific form puts her right into contention. In the last 10, LA Chevelle, the horse to beat, 10, 12, 4 and 6 in race 9.
You're a good judge, Ray. I'm with you, well, LA Chevelle. So. pretty much for all the reasons you said. Was terrific first up here at Randwick over this distance. Same grade as this. Second up form was super. Won 2 from 2, second up. Just can't claim anymore, but has got an affinity with the horse with this mare. She knows her well. And she looks likely to get a really nice run and conditions to suit. For second, I've thrown in number six, Minnesota, racing extremely well, this horse. Another one that I think improves nicely when it gets soft tracks to suit, as is evident by its last two runs. It was a winner at Kembla over 1,000 metres, two starts back, and its most recent Randwick run on that rain-affected track in over this track and distance was also very good. Taylor Marshall's claim will hold it in good stead, and as I just said, gets through the ground quite well. 10 to beat 6. 7, Miss Wicked Wanda, another one that consistent country form, mostly at this trip, loves the heavy. It's got the claim with no weight. Should box seat here. I think it'll acquit itself for quite a long time. And for fourth, number 12, the other one you like there, Arise Augustus. I'd be a lot happier if it was a slow track and not a heavy track. This horse has had 5 runs on heavy track and been unplaced every time. A couple of them have been okay runs. So we certainly don't want to downgrade for this track, for this horse's chances late in the day. But if it stays the same, it's in the mix for the miners. 10, 6, 7 and 12.
And Darren Flindell's numbers in the last 4, Ever So Natural over 6, Minnesota, 12, Arise Augustus and 2, Incostinati, 4, 6, 12 and 2. Darren's best bet for the card is race 7, number 7, Magical Stance. Righto, Mike, what's your best?
Oh, look, in a very difficult day and not knowing 1,000% how the track's going to play, I really think it's a good race for Lycia in race 8. So that's race 8 and number 9.
And for you, Ray?
Yeah, I like Lycia as well, Simon, but also in race 4, the Tab Highway number 1 attainment, a knob in the wet, and with the claim, I think you can go back-to-back race 4 number 1 attainment.
Thanks very much for your time, gentlemen. Enjoy your afternoon.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Simon. All the best to your listeners this afternoon, too.
Now, Trent, is there a jockey challenge up and running for Randwick at the moment?
Not at the moment, Simon. So as that news has come through about Ty Anglin, just waiting to see what happens there. So hopefully once we'll have Fleming and we'll talk about that, and hopefully at around about 9:30 we'll have a market for Royal Randwick and also mention what's happening at Flemington.
Okay, we're going to take a look at Flemington in just a moment, but firstly a break at 9:02.
For the right mix of racing and sport, don't miss Tab Talk every morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio. Tab Talk has experts like Buzz Rothfield.
I reckon Storm a great price, mate. I'll be all over Storm. I reckon you've taken your bookies to a long lunch this week and they've bucked that up. I reckon it's a great price, $2.30.
The Storm ended up thrashing the Broncos. Join the Tab Talk family every morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
In a moment, the traffic. A smart man once said, remember, today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. So remember, today, buy a bottle of Windy Peak wine for the guests coming tomorrow. Here's the traffic.
Now, Rouse Hill, we've got flooding on the causeway. The road is closed in both directions for the time being. At Homebush West, water on the road on Homebush Bay Drive, approaching the M4. Watch out for that. M5, very heavy from Bexley Road all the way down to the Mar Street off-ramp if you're heading to the airport. We're seeing very heavy traffic and long queues at Mar Street and Airport Drive around the International. Domestic OK. Victoria's basement is cooking up a storm with sizzling hot prices, up to 80% off cookware, kitchenware, diningware, glassware, cutlery and much, much more. In-store online now at Victoria's Basement. I'm Dennis Lee on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's amazing everyday value. Find out more at tab.com.au.
And welcome back. It's 3 minutes after nine. We're about to take a look at racing at Flemington for today. The track has come up a soft seven and the rail is in the true position. Now, Mark Hunter is with us. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Mark, just talking to Liam O'Keefe this morning, he feels that for the couple of straight races, they'll probably come right up the centre of the course.
Yeah, look, especially late in the day. Race five is only the small field, but late in the day after the traffic inside, you'd be almost certain, like where Odyssey Moon's drawn, is going to be a good draw for sure.
And Dean Lester's with us. Dino, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon.
Hey, Darren Weir would be a chance of setting this record this weekend, wouldn't he?
Oh, I'd imagine. He's always got a lot of runners, and he's got some good chances all day, so, yep, why not?
So what, he's about six more before he makes the all-time record?
Yeah, and if it's not today, two meetings tomorrow that he'll be prominent at in Victoria, so no, he's a big chance.
Righto, let's take a look at the card. Trent, we've got you online once again. The first event from Flemington is the Silver Bowl Series final for the three-year-olds, and there's no scratchings.
In the opening race, Simon, we have Derildery Letter 5, War Legend 8, Hand From Above 950, Mossendale 550, Lady Selkirk 480, Sabatone 26, Ragazzo del Corsa also 26, Sir Sagamore 21, Galaxy Raider, Tabfix Dodd's favourite $3.30, and Sir Fontaine 61. Galaxy Raider has shortened all throughout the week from an opening price of $4.60 into now $3.30. There has been support for Mossendale, who opened 8, is now $5.50. And Derildery led up as much as $5.50, as short as $4.50, currently at 5, so there's been ranging opinions there. Lady Selkirk has been one that's eased from $4.40 to $4.80.
And the key engagement with Derildery led up, Dean, Steve Arnold.
Yeah, well, last week they claimed, and this week a senior rider with Stephen Arnold taking the ride. I think he's one of the main chances, but Galaxy Raider's been the hard luck story of this Silver Bowl series. You can make a case he could have won at Sale and Flemington. Definitely should have won at Flemington, I think. And I think if he gets a bit of clear running today, he hasn't had hard runs, so he should be able to peak and win. Derildery Letter was terrific last week. He's on the seven-day backup after a pretty tough run, but the extra distance will suit. Mossendale, he's really developed this time in. He's going well. He'll make his own luck up on the speed. And Lady Selkirk, who beat the boys here last start, she'll be competitive again. 9-1-4-5.
So 9-1-4-5 from Dean. Mark, your thoughts on race one?
Simon, I'm tipping number four, Mossendale. I love that last win at Ballarat. It was on heavy ground, but there's some good wet trackers in that race, and it was outstanding with the big weight. I think it can roll forward, find the front here, or at least control the race from the front, and it just looks a real improver. No doubt number nine, Galaxy Raider, is the danger. Should have won last start. It's a horse that needs to wind up. It never got to the outside at any stage. Five, Lady Selkirk, gets a beautiful run again for Craig Williams. And two, War Legend, with Dwayne taking over. Didn't have the best of luck last time. It's got a chance. 4-9, 5-2.
4-9, 5-2 there from Mark. And Terry Bailey calling the meeting this afternoon. His selections are 9, Galaxy Raider, 1, Derildery Letter, 4, Mossendale, and 2, War Legend, 9-1-4-2. Race 2, Trent, is the Rivette Series final for the 3-year-old fillies. 1,600 the trip, and there's no scratchings.
Simon, Euro Angel is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $1.85. You have Daniela Rosa, 5, Payroll, 6.50, Georgie's Loose, 11, Elegant Queen, 35, Avenue Whisper, 8, Effortless Power, 15, Reigning in Paris, 41, and Celestial Jewel, 61. Euro Angel has been $1.90 for most of the week, so just a slight trim up this morning to $1.85. Daniela Rosa has eased from $4.60 to 5, and the other chances have pretty much kept their price since opening on Wednesday.
Mark, with the 9 fillies here, how do you see the speed?
It's a little bit messy for Euro Angel, Simon. From gate 1, I can see it buried back midfield inside. I probably haven't got a standout leader. I've got Daniela Rosa, Effortless Power, Avenue Whisper, maybe Elegant Queen, and even Georgie's Loose from out wide going forward. So I can see it being a bit of a messy run race, and Dwayne's just going to need some luck to get off the fence.
Okay, and what were your selections?
Look, I think it'll win. Number 1, Euro Angel. You've got the month between runs. You've got the jump to 60 kilos. You've got gate 1 being buried inside. So you've got a few things against you at odds on, but just love the way it got stronger and stronger as that race went last time. Looks a really nice filly. Just needs even luck, and I think it's too good. I think number 2, Daniela Rosa, is probably the Quinella horse. Good win first up, has trialled well since. Number 9, Celestial Jewel at massive odds. It's going better than what its form reads. It might sneak into a place. And 3, Payroll. Good two starts ago, disappointing last time. Just not sure where it's at. 1, 2, 9, and 3.
And Dean?
Yeah, I'm with Euro Angel. Look, I thought what we saw of her 4 weeks ago was just about as good as she could go. She was well weighted. The race was absolutely set up perfectly for her, and she just flowed into it and won accordingly. Different scenario today, different challenges, but I'm sure Dwayne Dunn can get the job done on a very good filly in the making. Daniela Rosa was a solid win at Sale. She can be competitive again. I thought Effortless Power ran well at Sale. She can get into the placings. And Georgie's Loose, who had to make a long, early move last start, I think with a more patient ride here, she could certainly improve. 1, 2, 7, and 4.
1, 2, 7, 4 from Dean, and Terry Bailey likes 1, Euro Angel, from 2, Daniela Rosa, 9, Celestial Jewel, and 4, Georgie's Loose. 1, 2, 9, and 4. Over to the third, Trent, and this one's the VRC CRV Cup Tour Trophy over 2,000. Scratch 5, Nespo, and 8, Savannah Moon.
We have Kalani Kid, Tapfix Dodd's favourite, $3.50. Survived, 9. Sandhill Chief, $6.50. Magic Console, $3.80. Straight Jacket, $7.50. It's All About Harry, $8. Jimmy Varg, $11. The Terex, $18. And Turf Crusher, $19. Simon, there was plenty of good support for Nesbo before the scratching yesterday, so that basically made it a brand new market. And really, Kalani Kids held the price at $3.50, Magic Console at $3.80. So they're the two that are in the reckoning, but there hasn't been much change with Nesbo coming out yesterday.
No, and Dean, quite a few of these have had quite a few runs under their belt this prep.
Yeah, they have, Simon. This is a tricky race. I think it really is dependent on the ground. If Kalani Kid can get a hold of the ground, I'm tipping him, but not with any great confidence. I think he's better on the drier ground. Jimmy Vag was off the bit and chasing a long way out at Sandown last start, but kept going well, and 2,000 metres will probably suit. Magic Console, I think if he runs 2,000 metres, has got a genuine chance. He's probably going as well as he can. And Sandhill Chief, who beat Kalani Kid at Eden Hope and then ran well enough last time out. 1-9-4-3.
1-9-4-3 from Dino. And your thoughts, Matt?
Simon, I'll be putting all bar the bottom two in the early quality. I don't like the race. I'm not confident that I've got it right. I'll go number 7. It's All About Harry, who I thought fought on pretty well last time, and a slightly wetter track should suit to beat number 1, Kalani Kid. As Dean said, no doubt it's better on dry ground, but it's got a chance. 6, Straight Jacket, is racing well, and 9, Jimmy Vag, has come back from a spell in terrific form. Don't like the race. 7, 1, 6, and 9.
7, 1, 6, 9 from Mark. Terry Bailey's with 4, Magic Console from 1, Kalani Kid. 9, Jimmy Vag for 3rd, and 2 for 4th survived. So numbers 4, 1, 9, and 2. Trent, across to the 4th, and this is the 2-year-old race, the 1600-metre Taj Rossi Series Final. Scratchings are 10, Cha Chang, and 12, Mystical Star.
From the top, we have Moshway, 17. Trenchant, Tabfix Dodd's favourite, $2.90. Cliffhanger, 11. Captain Duffy, $8.50. Cobmore, $4.60. Fast and Rolling, $4.40. V8, $23. All Out of Love, $18. Buffon, $61. Futura, $11. Storn Away, 100-1. And The Perfect Crop, also 100-1. Trenchant for the week has either been $2.90 or $3, but has always held on the favouritism. Fast and Rolling has been the best backed of the leading chances to cause an upset. $6 the opening price now, $4.40. And at a bigger price, Futura opened 31 and is now an $11 hope. Even this morning has firmed from 14 into 11 there at that longer price.
And Mark, which way are you leaning in the Taj Rossi?
I think there's 3 chances, Simon, 6, 11 and 2. I think number 6, Fast and Rolling, is an each way special. You've got the riding change here to Dwayne Dunn. He was just ridden too close the other day. I think you'll see a more patient ride, let it build its momentum and be really strong at the mile to beat number 11, Futura. Got a terrific chance, this horse. It just got too far back last time, never got clear until late. It draws to get a nice run midfield and will be strong at the mile. Number 2, Trenchant's up in the weights but got a great chance and struggling for a 4th pick. Maybe number 8, All Out of Love, with the blinkers going on, being ridden forward, might hang on for the minor money. 6, 11, 2 and 8.
Okay, 6 on the each way there from 11, 2, 8 from Mark. And for you, Dean?
Yeah, they're the main chances pretty much. I'm going to go with Trenchant. I thought he stretched out well. It was a good win. He had a beautiful run into the race. I think he'll run well again. I can see the case for Fast and Rolling to get a better run because he carted Trenchant into the race last start. So I don't think there's a lot between them. I think Cliffhanger can improve. Different rider on, whip in the left hand, Craig Newitt. Just might wake him up a little bit, Cliffhanger. And 11, Futura, who was very good here last start. But I'm going with that Flemington form line, 2-6-3-11.
2-6-3-11 from Dean. For Terry Bailey, 6 on top, Fast and Rolling. From 5, Cobmore. 4, Captain Duffy, and 11, Futura, 6-5-4-11. Now, Trent, across to race 5, the All-Victorian Sprint Series final, the first of the straight 6 events, and the scratching is number 8, Kivan.
Our market has Reldas, 8.50, Alberto Magic, 7.50, Voodoo Lad, Tabfix Dodds favourite, $2.15, Majestic Duke, 35, Smackdown, 26, Magnus Rain, 16, Al Nakwazi, 15, Rich Jack, 7.50, and Rudiger, 4.60. Voodoo Lad might be the favourite at $2.15, but there has been some good support for Rudiger, who opened 5, is currently $4.60, and at longer prices, so maybe something for the exotics here. Magnus Rain opened 26, now 16, and Al Nakwazi was an opening price of 21, currently a $15 chance.
And Dean, Darren Weir saying Voodoo Lad he thought was his best chance for the whole weekend. Have you got him on top?
I have, Simon. I was sort of undecided between the two main chances here, Voodoo Lad and Rudiger, and I think the scratching of Kiavan is so important here. It just takes a little bit of the pressure on the outside of Voodoo Lad away, and I think as long as he paces himself, he'll have enough of a break on Rudiger to win, but I think you can play the Quinellas or save on one here. I think 3 to beat 10, I think it's good play. 6 Magnus Rain's going okay, and he is a winner here, and 4 Majestic Duke did enough first up. 3-10-6-4.
3-10-6-4 from Dean, and Mark, your thoughts?
I've just changed the Quinella around there, Simon. I'll go with number 10, Rudiger. I thought should have won last time. Down on 54 kilos here, I thought could stalk Voodoo Lad, produce late, and hopefully run it down. No doubt number 3, Voodoo Lad's the danger. Good win last start. Going to get a great run just off the pace, which doesn't look too hectic. I thought number 9, Rich Jack, looks to be the only leader, might hang on for a place. And number 1, Reldas, getting fitter, out to 1,200 metres, might improve. 10 from 3, then 9-1.
10-3-9-1 from Mark. And for Terry Bailey, 3 on top, Voodoo Lad. From 6, Magnus Rain, 10, Rudiger, and then 9, Rich Jack. 3-6-10-9. Now, race 6 is the first leg of the quaddy. It's the Banjo-Patterson final over 2,600 metres. And Trent, number 4, Crafty Cruiser, 8, Refectory, and 11, Trinidadian, are the scratchings.
In the first leg of the quaddie here, Simon, we have Bolt Sniper, 6, Master of Arts, Tabfix Dodds favourite, $2.25, Araldo Jr., 2.60, Tremec, 19, Rivers Lane, 17, Wells, 9.50, Carbon Cut, 71, and Kuakata, 81. Master of Arts and Araldo Jr., they've been battling for favouritism during the week. Master of Arts did open $2.50 and is now the outright favourite at $2.25. Araldo Jr. just slightly easy from $2.50 to $2.60. And one back to the price to cause a bit of an upset has been Wells, who opened $14 and is currently $9.50.
He's been over the jumps this week, Master of Arts, hasn't he, Mark?
I don't know that for sure, Simon, but I wouldn't shock you with Darren Weir. He puts them, he stays, you see, after their last run. Often they've had 2 hurdle trials, so it wouldn't be uncommon, that's for sure.
No, well, he's been going well. What are your thoughts in the Banjo-Patterson?
Look, I think the top 2 will fight it out. I'll go number 2, Master of Arts, who was a good win last time. I had a little doubt at it at the distance, but was very strong. Gets a lovely run here behind the speed. Just looks to be in great form. I think number 1, Bold Sniper's the big danger. It was a month between runs last time. It was just too fierce. Dwayne takes over, settles better, runs well here. 7, Wells is going well. It was a good run last time. And 3, Araldo Jr., I just think it's going to find it harder with the 59.5 kilos. 2-1-7-3.
So 2-1-7-3 from Mark. And Dino, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's not a race I'm that keen on, Simon. I'm going to go with Bold Sniper. I hope he just rolls to the front here and just gets into a nice rhythm. As Mark said, a month between runs, and he's got the earmuffs back on. I think if he just finds the front and relaxes a bit, he could take running down. Master of Arts was a good win last start. He had a beautiful run. There was a good, solid staying race, and he blended in well. Not very big. I do think the weight rise is a little bit significant to him. three-year-old O'Junior. He had everything go right in a very slowly run race last start. He's somewhere in the mix, I suppose, and Wells, who was a good run last time out. 1, 2, 3, and 7.
1, 2, 3, 7 from Dean. For Terry Bailey, 3 on top, Araldo Jr. from 1 Bold Sniper, 2 Master of Arts, and 7 Wells for 4th, 3, 1, 2, and 7. Trent across to the 7th, the Winter Championship Series final. This one's over 1,600, and there's no scratchings.
Been plenty of movement in this race here, Simon. We have Jackano Bay 9, Kendallwood 7.50, Chance to Dance, Tapfix Dodds favourite, $4.20, Iggy McCool 7, Rugged Cross 17, Rhythm the Spare 26, On Picarlo 9.50, Petrology 35, Mini Downs 31, By the Grace 6.50, Fast and Free 13, Zabrins 21, Del Prado 12, and War Story 41. Mention the Firmus first, Chance to Dance has been well back throughout the week from an opening price of 8 into now $4.20 favourite. Iggy McCool has been 14 into 7. Rugged Cross as much as 26 into 17 there, so some specking. And also Fast and Free 21 into 13. Without mentioning the movements, the ones that have drifted that are leading chances, Jackano Bay, Kendallwood, On Picarlo, By the Grace and Del Prado. So differing opinions for the Winter Championship final.
And the tongue-tie and winkers applied to Rhythm to Spare. Dean, always a pretty solid tempo with Kendallwood in the race.
Yeah, Kendallwood, On Picarlo, as you mentioned, Rhythm to Spare, Jackano Bay. I don't think they'll be messing about. I like Chance to Dance. I thought his first up run was outstanding at Flemington. Off a wide draw, went too far back. Second up, that was the track. He had to be close to the inside. He drew well, but going to the first turn, he angled off the rail and ended up in the worst ground for about the last 1,200. It was a terrific run. As long as he's fresh enough to run at 1,600, I think the good speed will suit and the big track will suit on with him to beat 2 Kendallwood. He's effective at Moonee Valley, but he's a better horse on bigger tracks. And actually, the wide draw, I think, suits him. He can come across as he wants. He'll run well. Iggy McCool's come up really well. She's got form around these horses last year. She's right in the mix. And Rugged Cross will get a beautiful run from the draw. I've got him next best. 3, 2, 4, and 5.
3, 2, 4, 5 from Dean. And Mark?
Iggy McCool from East Simon, number 4. I think she's, as Dean said, she's come back in terrific form. If you go back last campaign against Magna Pal in the Heatherly at Caulfield, she was a terrific run there, so she can certainly measure up with the boys. To beat number 3, Chance to Dance, terrific at the valley in the worst part of the track. May need further, that's your little query. 5, Rugged Cross, was a month between runs at the valley, it'll be fitter for that. And number 10, By the Grace, who ran 5th or 6th in this race last year, and I think it's going probably better this year. 4, 3, 5, and 10.
4, 3, 5, and 10. And for Terry Bailey, number 10 on top, By the Grace, from 3, Chance to Dance, 2, Kendallwood, and 4, Iggy McCool, 10, 3, 2, 4. Yeah, Dean, these European horses that come down normally take a season or two to hit their straps, don't they?
Well, they can do, Simon, yeah. Chance to Dance has been pretty good, winning last year, beating the United States, but he then had throat problems. He had throat surgery at the end of last campaign.
Righto, let's move over to Race 8, Trent, and the Creswick Series final for the three-year-olds, the second of the 1,200-metre races. The scratching is 10 Crystal Dreamer.
Odyssey Moon is the tab fixed odds favourite at $3.40. You have Prince of Brooklyn at 7, Wareshaw 11, Saboog 4.40, Nat's the Boss 19, Lord Von Costa 7, Tango Rock 18, Chase the Horizon 17, Wellsided 21, El Dorado Mine 41, iBoogie 9.50, Soundworks 35, and Little Indian at 61. Odyssey Moon has been just a touch easiest favourite here, Simon, from 3.20 to 3.40. Saboog, who can frustrate the punters, was backed into as short as $4, has just gone out to $4.40. There has been money for Lord Von Costa, as much as $7.50 into 7, and almost down the bottom, number 12, iBoogie, from an opening price of $31, now $9.50.
Yeah, there might have been a reason for his poor performance. Saboog had a bit of a hoof problem, I was reading, had a foot abscess that burst, but by all accounts, everything should be A-OK now for him. Mark, which way were you leaning here?
I'll stick up the top, Simon, number 1, Odyssey Moon. I just think it's in fantastic form for Robert Smurden. He was given a great straight track ride last time. It looks like being drawn the right spot. Should park 5th or 6th here, he'll be patient, he'll come with one run. And I think it's the one to beat. To beat number 6, Lord Von Costa. He's had the one go for Stephen Brown. Craig Williams takes over, got a great hope. 7, Tango Rock. Getting off that terribly wet track at Ballarat can improve. And 8, Chase the Horizon, who looks to be the leader, is drawn down near the inside. but I thought it had a place chance. 1, 6, 7, and 8.
1, 6, 7, and 8. Dean, you reckon Odyssey Moo can make it 3 straight?
I do, Simon, and very similar to Mark. I thought it was a perfect ride last start, but he won well, and he's hitting the line. He's very well suited under this weight scale. I think he'll win again. Lord Von Costa was beaten by Spieth, who's probably the most impressive horse through the whole series, so there's nothing wrong with that form line. Craig Williams to ride. I think Tango Rocco, as Mark's mentioned, is a terrific little roughie here, running on down the centre. Probably gets on the back of Odyssey Moon to get into the placings. And I'll put in 4 Sabug next best. Has had that recent trial win okay. 1, 6, 7, and 4.
1, 6, 7, and 4 from Dean. Now for Terry Bailey, 6 on top, Lord Von Costa over 4 Sabug, 2 Prince of Brooklyn, and 1 for 4th Odyssey Moon, 6, 4, 2, 1. And Trent, that brings us to our last. The mares in the Leilani Series final to close the day at 4:45. 1400 the trip here, the scratching, number 2, Vibrant Rouge.
In the final race, Simon, we have She's Clean 5, A Lot of Love 380, Forgeress 6, Talopia, Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $2.90, The DM Lass 21, Nimini Pimini 8, Sea Spray 15, To Be Honest 21, Young Nicola 41, and Belaruski 61. There was actually support for Vibrant Rouge, so once again, those punters, at least they'll get their money back. But in regards to the overall with the last race, there hasn't been a great deal of movement. Tilopia was easy from 280 to 320 with Vibrant Rouge coming out. It's back into $2.90, so it's not based on money there. A Lot of Love also around the $4.20 mark now at $3.80. The other one that did have support before Vibrant Rouge came out was Forgeress, who opened $7.50 and is now a $6 chance.
And Dino, what's your confidence like with the last?
Limited, Simon. I was quite keen on Vibrant Rouge, and it's been scratched. I'm going to go with She's Clean. She's got to give everything 6 kilos. Hasn't won for a long time, but I thought she ran really well last start, so I'm going to go with her to beat 5. Tilopia, who's running well, I just think back into 1400 really tests her since she's had that throat surgery last campaign. She's there with a chance. To Be Honest, has trialled well since that first up run when she was in the worst ground at Cranbourne. Likes soft conditions. And 3, A Lot of Love, who won well last week. Need a good ride to just be held up and have that one last run at them, but has a chance. But, yeah, tough race to finish. 1-5-9-3.
1-5-9-3. And, Mark, your thoughts on the closer?
I'll tip number 5, Simon Tilopia. I don't think she's savaging the line exactly how you would like, but she's certainly going to look the winner. She's going to be in the right spot, and who knows, the Iggy McCool form might just be terrific form. To beat number 1, She's Clean, who probably should have won last time, got the 60 kilos, gets a great run, got a great chance. 3, A Lot of Love, is in good form. And 8, Sea Spray, who's not well in at the weights, but at least will run the 1,400 metres. Had no luck last time, it's going well. 5, 1, 3, and 8.
So 5, 1, 3, 8 there from Mark Hunter. And for Terry Bailey, he likes 3, A Lot of Love. From 5, Tilopia, 1, She's Clean, and 4, Duress, 3, 5, 1, and 4. Terry's best bet for the day is race 5, number 3, Voodoo Lad, and his value runner is race 8, number 6, Lord Von Costa. All right, our best bets. Dean, we'll start with you.
Simon, I'm going to go with Odyssey Moon. I think race 8, number 1, I think he's in great form. I think he'll win again.
And Mark, recapping your best?
I'll go race 4, number 6, Fast and Rolling.
Thanks very much for your time, Mark. Good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.
And Dean, always good to talk to you. Enjoy Flemington today.
Terrific. Thank you, Simon.
There he is, Dean Lester. Now, Trent, do we have the jockey challenge up and running for Flemington?
We do for Flemington here, Simon, and it appears to be a race in two here. You've got Dwayne Dunn, $1.90, and Craig Williams, $2.10, as they also fight for the Melbourne Jockeys Premiership. You then have Dean Yendall at 10, Craig Newitt, 16, Patrick Maloney, 26, Michael Walker, and the Any Other Jockey option at 41, and Brad Wiwilla, the other named jockey at 51. So Dwayne Dunn, $1.90, and Craig Williams, $2.10. That's for the Flemington Jockey Challenge. Just a couple of others at Doomben. The favourite there is Jeff Lloyd at $2.20, ahead of Jim Byrne at $4.20, and then Damien Brown at $5.50. While at Morfordville, Matthew Nielsen is the even money favourite, Jamie Carr at $3.60, and then Jason Holder at $5.50. Unfortunately, Simon, still no jockey challenge for Randwick, so I guess we're still chasing up a couple of jockeys there, but as soon as we know who will be riding in all of those 9 races, the boys will whack that up as soon as possible.
I'll pass it on for our listeners. Good on you. Thanks very much, Trent.
Thank you, Simon.
Righto, we'll take a break. It's approaching 9:28. When we return, Bernie Cooper to take a look at Doomben.
On Sky Sports Radio, we bring you Australia's most comprehensive racing coverage. Key to that is our team of experienced presenters, including Russell Veitch.
Every race day is different, and that's what makes it so exciting. It's a great buzz when we guide our listeners into backing winners through the Tab Market Movers.
Tab Market Movers, caller updates, all geared to help listeners enjoy and hopefully profit from their punting. Russell Veitch, part of our national racing service, every day on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
A huge jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $25,000 Big Six jackpot up for grabs at Royal Randwick. First leg is race four at 1:15. Plus, tonight, there's a $10,000 first four jackpot up for grabs at Tabcorp Park Menangle on the Adorming Stakes, race six at 8:22. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local Tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
At Bingley, buy any Hisense 4K Ultra HD television and get a Bingley gift card to the value of 10% of your purchase on the spot to spend store-wide. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for full details.
Sale-o.
Entries for the 2017 Inglis Yearling Sale Series are now open. With record results achieved in 2016, along with new bonuses and incentives on offer, let us help you reach the best possible outcome for every yearling you choose to sell in 2017. Entries close August 1. To enter online today or for more information on Inglis innovative options that are set to maximise your returns, visit inglis.com.au.
He's a little round jug winner! $1 million camp! 1:50 and 2! The fastest little round jug in history!
$1 million camp. Already the sire of a $1 million horse in the US, PH Supercam. $1 million Cam. Standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales, the go-ahead state in breeding and racing. Visit yerribee.com.au. That's yerribee.com.au.
G'day, Adam McDougall here. What if I told you could feel better, have more energy, and lose those extra kilos in just 10 minutes a day? Yes, you can, with the Man Challenge. The Man Challenge has helped thousands of blokes do just that.
Hurry, starts now. TheManChallenge.com.au.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And the Rough and Racing.
Welcome back. It's up past nine. That jockey challenge just through for Randwick. Brenton Abdullah is at $2.80. Andrew Adkins, $3. Hugh Bowman, $4. Any other jockey, $8. And Sam Clipperton at $9. Recapping the news that Ty England not riding. Time to take a look at Brisbane Racing at Doomben. Bernie Cooper, good morning.
Morning, Simon. Nice to be joining you. We're pretty happy to be back on a good track here. We haven't had wet tracks for the last couple of weeks, so I think plenty of jockeys and trainers and owners alike will be thrilled with the way this track races today. Fingers crossed anyway.
Yeah, we had Jim Roberts on earlier. He seems to think it'll be pretty fair and even across the board.
I think so. Generally, when the rail's in that 4 to 6 metre area is when it races at its truest. And given we've got a dry track today, that's only going to help along a bit.
Righto, let's run through the card, and as we go, I'll pass on the latest Tab Fixed odds. The first event is for the cutest two-year-olds over 1,350. Now, there's a field of 15 with no scratchings. The market's got number 7, Royal Teeth, the $2.10 favourite. $5.50 for 10 Persistent Shadow, $7.50 for 3 Bold Heart, and $8 for 12 Snowfields.
Well, it's pretty hard to tip against a favourite here. In fact, there's a few favourites today look very, very difficult to beat. And she's one of them, Royal Tie. She's obviously great at the distance. You know, she carries 2 kilos less than a horse that's won a maiden at Bow Desert. So she's won 3 city races, so and a Group 3 in there as well. So at weights and measures, she's beautifully placed. She's drawn a good gait. She's quite versatile in the fact that she can be on the speed or she can be, the speed's pretty savage, she can be, you know, midfield. So I think today she's probably on the speed or thereabouts, and she certainly sports the best form and deserving favourite. Put 12 in as the danger Snowfield. Both runs from the spell have been good. I don't know that she's got, well, we'll see. I don't know that she's got the same class maybe as Royal Tie, but she's hard to fold on the two runs back this time. 100 is a Bow Desert winner last time out, so that's the sort of horses you're looking at. Third rung in the market, a Bow Desert winner's last time out. So She really should be a good thing today, Raw Tie. And the 5, Stoke It Up. It was in that same race there at Odessa. So 7-12. 2 and 5.
7-12, 2-5 in the first. Race number 2 is an open handicap over 1,200. And a field of 8, no scratchings here. 8, Divine Service is 260. 3, Upstart Pride, 280. 4, Dream Choice, 550. And 1, Choice Pro is 650.
Yeah, well, obviously Divine Service has got a big pull in the weights, but I'm going to stick with Upstart Pride. By no means is 57.5 a massive weight for him to carry. We've seen him carry bigger. And when he draws a big gate on a good track, he's particularly tough to get past. I don't know that Divine Service would have Upstart Pride sort of speed, so I'm going to anticipate that he's going to burn him off at the pass there into the first corner. And obviously, they will be hoping that their weight advantage on Divine Service can pick back Upstart Pride, but if he were to jump and run like the gazelle he was here 2 starts ago, nothing will get a look in, I don't think. So I'm going 3 to beat 8. I threw 7 in for 3rd. Q Fighter is a nice little horse, this guy, and he's resuming after a pretty long spell. We haven't seen him since January 2015, so that's a long time off. But he races really well fresh, and Dream Choice, obviously, if they go hammer and tong in front of these lot, they're going to set it up perhaps for something like him. 3874.
3874 the second. The third race, a benchmark 75 over 2200. Scratch 3, Mr. LeBrock. 8, Explosive 1. And 13, Super Force. 10, Snapper Ox has come up the $2.90 favourite. 4, Denominator is at $5.50. 1, Get on the Grange, $6. And 15, Viva Espana, $7.
Well, I think Snapper Rocks is Johnny on the spot here today with the good gate, no weight. The query, I suppose, is that he's, I think most of his wins are at the Gold Coast. But he absolutely just bombed them there the other day. He was just in a league of his own. He was a $2.50 favourite, and he won by 6 lengths, as he liked. I think, you know, his run in the Grand Prix behind McIntosh wasn't as bad as it may look on paper. He only beat a couple home. He was beaten about 6 lengths. It was a fairly slowly run affair, and he was back in the pack a long way back. I think today from the good gate, he probably takes up a more forward position. Certainly that's what he did in the Class 3 last time out. And to be honest, there's a lot of horses in this that don't win too often these days. So for that reason, I think he's the young legs in the race, and I'm going to stick with him. 2, Magnitude has only had 3-4 starts since coming north, and I think they're probably still figuring him out a little bit, but I like his win at the Gold Coast last time out. He's never won the journey, that's all. The 4, Denominator, obviously made that long, sustained run. It was a good effort. It had Sarah Eel back on board, and she sticks with him here today. And, of course, he does drop quite significantly in weight here today. And the top weight, Get on the Grange, he's just outplugged them really there last time out at Warwick Farm. So 10-2-4-1.
10-2-4-1. The fourth race is over the 1,050. Take out number 7, 11, 12, 16, 19 and 20. Now, at the market on this one, Six Dame Destiny is at $4. 2 Invitations is at $4.20. Then $8 Bernie for 10, Cope the Vent.
Yeah, what price you got Limerick Moon?
Limerick Moon's next in the market at 9.
At 9, okay. Look, I think Limerick Moon is a nice each-way bet in this sort of a race, which for mine is a fairly open sort of a race. Obviously, his provincial form suggests he's a rough open and no matchup win. I just thought the blinkers going on. His run was terrific, really, at Rockhampton last time out in an open handicap, and there's not too many open handicappers in this race today, I don't think. So I think there's a lot of interference, and he was definitely doing his best work late at the end of 1,050 there, and I thought maybe just the blinkers going on. He probably maps pretty good here today from the nice gate, and good odds there, each way odds. To beat Dame Destiny, she also maps beautifully, and she ran a terrific race behind Londa Hero last time out. She's resumed a much stronger, mature 5-year-old mare this preparation. 2 Invitations from the Chris Lee stable. Obviously a little bit disappointing last time out, but still not that far away at Randwick, and obviously ran that nice second behind Sony Legend prior to that here at Doomben. And 3 Clamour from the Gerald Ryan stable. But there's a whole bunch of horses that really you could have in the mix. I mean, Moss Harry's a really nice runner. He's going to jump from the outside gate. And there's a couple of others, Coup d'Avant, and perhaps even Red Diamond's first up. But pretty broad open race, so I went looking for a bit of value. 9, 6, 2, and 3.
9, 6, 2, 3. Race number 5, a class 3 over 1,200. Scratch 1, 2, 8, 12, 17, 19. Blinkers off Stella Donati. Now, with the market on this one, Bernie, 6 Code Noir is the $3.20 favourite, ahead of 16 Stella Donati at $4. Then $5.50 for 11 Passion Flower.
Yeah, well, I'm with Code Noir. I made him a special. So he's a really talented horse. And the day that he won at Doomben, which, at his second start, he's won two races. And his first start, he beat a horse called Ungainy from the David Kelly stable. And I know David's got reasonable hopes and raps on that horse. He's since won a few races, Ungainy, actually. And then he beat Lady Jet Setter. And that particular day, he was back near second last. He did get the lovely drag through the field, but he dead set chimed in like he'd just joined in at the furlong. And his turn of foot was electrifying. And then he was beaten two lengths behind Upstart Pride after that. And then he's had this long spell. I'm not sure why he's had the long spell. I did hear a little whisper of throat up, but I don't know how correct that is. So I'll ask Matt Dunn today, but I know that he's always had a really good opinion of him. So he looks the class runner. Rough Eddie, I think, will cruise across from out wide, and he's only winning at Toowoomba at the moment, but he's doing it quite nicely. In the one run he did have here at Doomben, I thought he did a nice job, beating about three lengths behind Irish Constabulary. Stella Donato's got to be in first up from the spell, and then I threw in the 11, Passion Flower, 6, 3, 16, and 11.
6, 3, 16, 11, race 5. Race 6, an open handicap over 1,630. The one scratching is Barry Baldwin's runner, number 9, Glendara. And the market's got 6, Lauter Brunnen, $4.40. 3 Lord Dag and 7 High Sun are both at $4.80. 5 Ruling Force, $5. And 1 Acker Veruin, $7.50.
Yeah, I really like High Sun today, and it's mostly because, well, combination of things. A, he's racing well, and B, they've taken a 3-kilo claim on him. So he's drawn a good gate with 51.5 kilos. He's one of your likely on speeders. I know he's coming back from 1,800, but David Kelly would just be keeping him mad fresh. That was on the 25th, so 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks? Yeah, 3 weeks. So David wouldn't have to do a whole lot with him. He's won 7 races this horse. They've all come on wet tracks. He's won 5 of the 7 at Doomben. And I've been waiting for him to get in the race where he got right down in the weight. So I think today's his day, High Sun. I threw in Lord Ag as the obvious danger. They've met a few times, and each one sort of... generally, Lord Ag actually comes up trumps, but there have been occasions where High Sun has beaten him, and today at the weight, so I thought he was likely to do that. The 6, Lauter Brunnen, obviously back on a firmer track, will suit him. And now I threw in the 10, Zadira Negra. I just like the way he finished off at the Sunny Coast last time out, and he has won 3 of his 5 there at Doomben also. So 7, 3, 6 and 10.
7, 3, 6, 10. It's interesting Kieran Maher's kept Akaburin up there, isn't it? I thought he would have come back with Azcadelia.
It is interesting. I'm wondering if they're going to leave him here perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, I'm not sure who's looking after him. I might find out today. Look, his runs haven't been bad here either, so we'll see where he lobs today. A bit of an awkward draw from the mile.
Yeah, you're right. They might leave him up there. We'll keep an eye on that. Now, let's take a look at the next race, which is race 7, the class 6 over 1,350. Scratch 1, Beckham, as well as 7, Storm Fighter. And the market's got 3, Britann, $2.80. 4, Ryan Boss, $4.40. 2, Punta Norte at $5.50. $9.50 for 5, Chariot of Gold.
I've gone a roughy here, number 8, Angel Dancer from the Michael Nolan stable. So this is a nicely bred mare who's got a reasonable strike, winning strike rate. She's won 5 of 18. She resumed, she needed to improve to be winning a Saturday race, I'd say, with her rating, but she did resume with a nice win and a 1200 benchmark 80 at Toowoomba. So I thought second up, she's drawn the middle here. She's likely to be midfield, but she's got no weight with 54. Jeff Lloyd, of course, going for the riding his little heart out to try and win the premiership here at the moment. I just thought she presented really well second up and mapped well in the 1350 here. So at double figure odds, I'm going the way of Angel Dancer. I threw Breton in as the danger. I actually was pretty impressed with his effort there behind Flamboyer last time out, because when he won here three starts ago, he just had everything fall into his lap. So, and then he was beaten behind Rudy. He was 3 deep most of the trip on that occasion. But last time, I thought he really dug deep. So it was good effort. 2 Punta Norte and 4 I Am Boss, and probably a query at the distance, but we'll soon find out. 8-3-2-4.
8-3-2-4, race 7. And race 8, the last, is for 3-year-olds over 1110. Scratch 8, 10, 15, 17 and 18. And we do have an odds-on favourite. So number 9, Oberland, has come up with barrier 1, and it's $1.90. 6, Secret Trail, is at $5. And 3, Quick Catch, is $9. Just incidentally, I'll give you the price for your on-top selection in the previous there, Bernie. $13, Angel Dancer. So, yeah, good shopping. Now, what are your thoughts on the last?
Well, I do think that the marker has this one very correct. I think he'll be winning Oberland. At the electrifying turn of foot he showed here last time out was pretty arrogant. I know that it was a midweek race. Look, they weren't really Saturday grade horses, to be honest. So he's got to step it up a notch. But to be honest, these Saturday grade horses aren't necessarily flying in this grade at the moment either. And he's going to get the perfect trail third defence again here from barrier 1. So he gets a lot of cheap seats early on in this race. So I think the market's got, well, you know, he's obviously well found given that this is his toughest race he's faced. But by the same token, the time was there and the style that he did it in was brilliant. So you have to stick with him. Always Sacred has had many issues of late. The other day he was just too close and just pulling too hard. And prior to that, he was missed the kick and over-raced and run up bums. And you know, he's just had a disaster, this horse. Obviously, he ran third to Takedown in the Gold Coast Guineas. So I think he sports the best form if you've watched his runs and you know what sort of trouble he's found. So probably not one you want to leave out of the multis in that race. 3 Quick Catch we saw nailed 2 city races here early in his three-year-old, earlier in the three-year-old season. So certainly very talented on his day. And the barrier for him is probably not necessarily a bad thing because he could be worse in midfield anyway. And then I threw the 6 in Secret Trail from the Snowden team first up. It's a little awkwardly drawn there as well. 9-2-3-6.
And just recapping your best.
Yeah, well, I thought Royal Pie, and she's quite short in the first, but should get you off to a nice start, and then Code Noir in race 5, number 6.
Thanks very much for your time, Bernie. Enjoy your Saturday afternoon.
Will do. Thanks, Simon. See you.
Bernie Cooper there, and the track rating at Doomben is a good 4. It's 9:45. We'll take a break and then preview Newcastle with Gary Harley.
At Bingley, buy any Hisense 4K Ultra HD television and get a Bingley gift card to the value of 10% of your purchase on the spot to spend store-wide. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for full details.
The magic continues at Coringle. To celebrate the arrival of Magic Albert at Coringle Stud in 2016, take advantage of their all-inclusive adjustment, vet and service fee deals for your dry and maiden mares to your choice of any Coringle sire. Book now to benefit from the Mayor's Under Lights program from early July as part of the package. Call Angus Lamont on 0429 842 875 to find out more, or visit coringlestud.com.au.
When the traffic snarls are getting you down, escape to a world.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's amazing everyday value. Find out more at tab.com.au.
And welcome back. In a moment, we're going to get Gary Harley online and take a look at this meeting at Newcastle. I'll just see if this jockey challenge is up for Newcastle. It's suspended at the moment. Newcastle, it's a heavy 10, though. The track has come up a heavy 10, and there are 36 scratchings, so I won't bother reading them out as we go through this preview. The fixed odds are up and running on all of these 9 races at Newcastle. Gary Harley will join me in just a moment for his selections. I think we can get to Gaz now. Gary, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Couldn't believe what a difference 24 hours has been. I mean, yesterday it poured and poured at Scone, it poured in Newcastle. The track went from a 5 to a 7 to an 8 to a 9 to a 10. Today, it's like a spring day. There's blue skies everywhere, sun shining. Beautiful day, but we're on a heavy 10, mate.
Okay, Gaz, let's take a look at the first, which is coming up at 11:15. Now, this one's a maiden over the 1150. 2 Pacific Rain is 210. 9 War of the Roses, 340. And $4 for 6 Burning Red.
Got the best form, number 2 Pacific Rain. I think he'll win. He's had 4 starts for 3 seconds. He hits the ground and runs. He had a 10 or 11 month spell before he resumed here on the Beaumont track on June 18. He only got beat a length and a half by Positive Problems, one of Bjorn Baker's, who went very, very good. I think he can win. I had number 9 in for second in the race, which is War of the Roses for James Cummings. Very disappointing here first up. He got beat 8 lengths, weak and badly, but he's a lot better than that. His only other run, he was a good second at Kembla way back in February last year. Number 6, I headed in for third, Burning Red, for Pat Webster, first up. Couple of placings last time, and number 7. 2967, sorry.
So 2967 race 1. Race number 2 is the 2-year-old maiden over the 1150, and the market's got 3 Decorated Soldier, $1.80, 4 Gadfly, $3.40, and 2 Battle Fury, $6.50.
I'm with Gadfly, number 4, Paul Perry Smart Missile Cult. He's only had the one run, Simon. That was on this track on June 18, a couple of weeks back. Did a very good job. He shared the lead, still shared the lead straightening, hit the front at 100, and just couldn't hold off. Gee, it was a good win by a horse of Chris Wallace called High Mist. This fellow run second, he'd be improved by the run. His trials have been okay. Good soft draw, thought he could win. 3 Decorated Soldier for the Snowdens. Odds on, as you said. Won a trial nicely at Rose Hill recently. Number 2, Battle Fury. It won a trial at Randwick for Gay. I believe it's been galloping the joint down. And number 9, Pindara. Alan Denham, Robert Thompson. Its trial was fair at Gosford. 4, 3, 2, and 9.
4, 3, 2, 9. The third, the second of the 2-year-olds over the 1150. 1 RMA is the $3 favourite. 6, Chu Bichu, and 7, Miss Bennett are both at $3.80. And 4, Sam's Oscar, $6.
All right, number 7, Miss Bennett, too. I thought her debut run at Canterbury was very good. It's in the Jason Calls stable. Now, at Canterbury on June 22 on a soft track, she was settled, young Atkins Rader, and he settled away back near the tail of the field. Saved ground on the rail, and, gee, she ran on Hartle on the inside fence to get beat 3 lengths. Second up today, bit of a tricky draw, but I think she'll be very hard to beat. Number 6, Show Bashow, or whatever they call her, Poet's Voice Filly. Now, Paul Massara's got her up there on the stud, and she won a trial by Panels of Fencing at Scone on a heavy 8 on June 22. Only beat 3 other runners, but obviously loves a heavy track, otherwise Paul wouldn't have run her, and the trial suggests that. I'd be very wary of her. One arm met, trials are okay. One won at Warwick Farm in May, and number 3, Sam's Oscar, a first starter for Chris. Is it a first starter? Yep, for Chris Lee. 7613.
7613 in the third race. The fourth, a maiden over the 1250. And 4 Hemispheres is $1.22. $5.50 for 6 Courtly. And $7 for 5 Sacred Warrior.
Yeah, it looks a put in, take out proposition, mate. Hemispheres. One of the Godolphin team. Went good first up here and second behind Divergence. Recently, that was at the Thursday meeting. Sammy Clibberton wrote it. She's got much, much better form than these by commands out of a Lonray mare, so I don't think the going's going to be any problem. 4 to win, 6 Courtly, run a couple of good races for Stephen Schofield. I'll put it in for second. Number 5, Sacred Warrior for Michael Friedman, and 8, Oculus, 6-5-8.
Okay, 6-5-8 there in the fourth race. 5 a maiden over the 1350, and 4 Level 8 is $3.40. 6 Oxford Magic, $3.80. 7 Elysian, $4. And 1 Alder Sargaz, $4.80.
Gee, I like Oxford Magic, Tim Warshorse. He did a really good job on the boo here at that Thursday meeting. Now, he'd been trialling the joint down. He won 2 trials, 1-5, 1-3 at Gosford and the Beaumont track. Before he ran in that race, had the one alley, Sammy Clinton rode him and took him straight to the front on that soft 5. But the horse of Chris Lee's, New Zealand bred horse, went really good, ran a belt and run him down. He runs second. Yeah, it comes back today in Barrier 1, Grant Buckley, got a ton of speed. I made him a special. Four level eight is the danger, obviously. Trial Good won a trial at Randwick recently. Couple of good placings in Kembla and Hawkesbury last time in. Certainly very hard to beat. One Albazar for Chris Waller and two Just William. Six a special to beat 412.
Six a good thing from 412 over to race six, a 1350 metre class two. We'll get the quaddie underway at 2:14. Seven Valagrande is the $2 favourite from five Newton Pearl 320 and one Spiritos 650.
She goes very good, this filly of Chris Lee's Newton Pearl. More than ready. A filly out of a reduced choice mare, so I'm not concerned at all about the heavy. Chris has scratched horses in two places today because of the heavy tracks, and he's letting a couple of these run at Newcastle. So I thought a win at Gosford was a beauty on the 2nd of June on a soft track, really hit the line hard to win that class one. And she wasn't beaten far in town last start, only a couple of lengths. She's owned by David Baxter out there at the Macquarie Stud at Wellington, and good luck to him. He's a great fella, and I reckon this will be hard to beat for the good barrier. I respect Helensburg Ham. I'll tell you why, Simon. It's had three runs here for two wins and a second. Now, this horse was with Stephen Farley. First run for Damien Lane. The big fella, he's a big fella, and he gets up and he loves to lead. He's a bold front runner, and I reckon he'll go straight to the front, and he could take a bit of running down. He has won on a heavy track. The favourite, Valagrande for John O'Shea. All the forms in Victoria. Run fourth at Sale, beaten half a length a month ago. Won at Cranbourne by nearly three lengths. Barrier one, Brock Ryan to claim three. Gee, a 12 place with 54 and one Spiritos. 5-4-7-1.
5-4-7-1. Race 7 of Class 1 over 1,200 metres. 10 Tennessee Fling is $1.90. 6 Dylan Steve Agaz, 2.80.
He's very smart. Number 3, Lindy Lou. Look, Simon, what price is she, Simon? Lindy Lou. You're right, mate.
Have a look. Where is it? Lindy Lou. It's a late scratching, guess.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why.
I was going to make it the best bet. Coming up late, yeah. Yeah, she's a very smart. She'll keep for another day. Well, it'll be hard to beat number 10, no doubt about that, the one that you give as favourite of David Atkins. It's only other one start, and that was at Taree some time back, and it absolutely trounced him. I'm referring to Tennessee Fling, Flying Spur filly, and that was on a soft track. She won the race by four lengths. She had a couple of trials, and David's got a very good chance of winning a double here today. Cover it on top. Number 6. Dylan's Diva, definitely a danger. One of Johnny Sargent's, very consistent. It'll run okay. 6 and 8, best of the other. 3-10-6-8.
So 3-10-6-8, that's in race number 7. Now let's go across to race 8, a benchmark 60 over the 1150. And 2 Charge of Light is 2.10. 6 Hashtag No Idea 4.20. And 7 Fast Knits is 4.40.
If you back Charge of Light, and I'm tipping him, don't look to the anywhere near the leaders in the run. Look to the horses running in the last couple, because that's how he races. He can come with a powerful finish. Strike rate's not good. He's only won 3 out of 26. But all his runs, he gets back the last or near last, and he flies home. Now, his last run at Randwick was a beauty in the TAB highway. He rocketed to the line. Well, what happened, Simon? He hit the front too early, I reckon, about 100 out, and he couldn't hold off the winner, Rockin's Ariz. Prior to that at Randwick, he got a checkered path in the straight coming from last to get beat two lengths. Now, he's got to come from back, but they can do that here, get to the outside and rocket down the outside. We see it week after week. Young Caserta is apprentice to Gay these days, or claim two. I'm going with him. I think number 8 will run very well. Christmas Commands, forget that run on the bog track at Musselbrook. It was bottomless the other day in court 4 and 5 deep. It'll go better today. Numbers ended a bit of odds. Number 7 for 3rd, Fast Knit. And number 6, the other one, Hashtag No Idea. 2876.
2876 on race 9, the last Gans, a class 2 over 2,050 metres. Two Esteban odds on, $1.70. Three Red Viking for Charlie Royale, both at $5.50.
Well, you can't tip against Esteban, Simon. It won a race here by 7.5 lengths the other day. A maiden class one. This is a little bit stronger, but there's no superstars here. That was on a soft track. I've got no doubt it'll handle the heavy. And you can't tip against it. It beat him with panels of fencing. To Esteban, expect an improvement from Chris Lees's European horse. He's a former stablemate protectionist for the German trainer Andres Waller. Lips Arios, number one. He's been disappointing both starts this time in, but he's a lot better than that. I remember when he won that maiden at Mornington when Waller had him over 2,000 one day and he donkey licked them. Look for an improvement here. Number four, Charlie Royale, professional place getter, and three Red Viking. In the last 2, 1, 4, 3, few short ones that should win, Simon, but the best bet at a little bit better price is number six Oxford Magic in race five, mate. Sun shining, great day, and I'll report in with a mountain yard. I mightn't be talking to you, will I?
Well, no, Russ.
What time do you knock off?
Oh, 10:30 this morning, Gary. So, yeah, Russell Veach and Kevin Wolf in the studio throughout the afternoon.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Gary. There he is, Gary Harley, with a look at Newcastle on a heavy 10. We'll take a break at a minute to 10.
At Bingley, buy any Hisense 4K Ultra HD television and get a Bingley gift card to the value of 10% of your purchase on the spot to spend store-wide. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for full details.
G'day, Adam McDougall here. Do you want to feel better, have more energy and drop a few extra kilos but don't know where to start? Then you need the Man Challenge. 10-minute workouts you can do from home for all fitness levels and a simple meal plan that everyone can follow.
Hurry, start now. TheManChallenge.com.au.
When you're stuck in the traffic with nowhere to go, escape to a tropical island. You and a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Chardonnay, an affordable friend by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Now, Castle Hill, a two-car prang on Showground Road and Pennant Street affecting traffic in both directions. Bexley, another one on Bexley Road near Parklands, and a Woolloomooloo's. Look at that bus conked out on William Street and Downing Street. Now, one eastbound lane is closed there. He's sitting in lane one and not causing